It's Radio 98.9 FM and KKPR.com. High school football is on the air.
Tonight, the season wraps up with a Class A district battle from Kearney as the 6-2 Bearcats battle the 5-3 Navigators of Lincoln North Star. High school football on KKPR is brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. We'll take you live to Foster Field for the New Tech Seed pregame show with Doug Duda and Tony Davis right after this word from New Tech Seed.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to the final night of the 2010 regular season for high school football in the state of Nebraska, and we are at beautiful Foster Field here on the University of Nebraska at Kearney campus for Bearcat football as they take on the Navigators of Lincoln North Star, who have a lot on the line tonight. They're 5-3. We'll get into all of that in a little bit, but they need to win to make it into the playoffs. Kearney High's in the playoffs. A win tonight pretty much guarantees a home game. A loss probably pretty much guarantees an away game for the Bearcats. They come in at 6-2 and try and bounce back from a tough loss against Lincoln Southwest. The five losses between these two teams, none of them have been more than a touchdown. One of the losses by North Star coming in overtime. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show on Classic Hits 98.9 on the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Doug Duda along with Tony Davis and our producer-engineer Stacy Johns. And couldn't ask for, again, just an absolute perfect night for football. If the rain stays away, everybody will be surprised. It left cross country alone today. Congratulations to the state champions from around the area, including Kearney High's Jacob Olson, state champion Class A boys, Nolan Zimmer, his teammate, the runner-up. Bearcat boys finished second. The girls were seventh. Jordan Dahlke, seventh individually. Talk more about that as well as the night moves on. But Tony, kind of a playoff atmosphere here tonight, a perfect night for football. North Star, their playoffs begin tonight.
Yeah, they do. They know they don't win this game or come away with a W, Doug. They go home and think about things for an entire 8 months. Coach Waller's saying, hey, we went to Fremont last week playing very, very well when I talked to him. We're not afraid to come on the road. Some of those Lincoln Omaha teams, you just get the feel they're uninterested when they get here. He says, we're interested tonight. They're ready to play some football. I think it comes down to, can they adapt to the formation? You know, the one thing that Kearney will do is so many different sets. They will confuse you and get a matchup they like and then exploit it. And the matchup has always been on the outside, and it's been fish to shields all year. They're going to throw the ball up to him, let him go make a play on it. Now, Coach Waller's saying, well, we've got a 6-foot-4 kid that plays wide receiver for us. We've got him playing defensive back in the red zone tonight. So watch for that matchup, and that's number 88 for the Gators, Creighton Morris. He will match up on Shield once Kearney gets into the inside, I'd say, the 30-yard line, and they will try and stop that play. Should be a great ball game, though, tonight. Kearney looking at an 7, 8, 9, 10 seed, where the Gators are trying to slip into that 14-15 range.
Well, we are here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. All kinds of side stories. It was announced late this afternoon that Lincoln North Star head football coach Mark Waller will be a head coach in the Shrine Bowl next summer for the North squad. Randy Hubert for Aurora will be the head coach of the South squad, and great assistance as well from the area, including Mark Hudson from Ravenna, Darren Harson from Blair, who used to be at Alma, Greg Wemhoff of Battle Creek, South assistants Rick Rebarger from Hastings, Josh Graves of Cambridge, and Paul Amagi of Omaha Burke. So congratulations there. Former Husker assistant coach George Darlington is the defensive coordinator for Lincoln North Star. Kearney High, the shoe was on the other foot 1 year ago tonight where they needed a win against Lincoln Southeast and had played well in the first half before Southeast pulled away. And when you get to Lincoln, well, Lincoln Omaha, every once in a while there's a name you may recognize. A freshman will play tonight for North Star named Darian Trout Brown. Not big, fast, the son of former Husker Derek Brown.
Well, a lot of, you know what, I'll throw in another storyline for you. If you hear Mark Waller, you're going, gosh, that name sounds familiar. Well, that's because he's 30 miles away. He's a Holdridge boy. Brother Mike's up at United Farm and Ranch, grew up in the Holdridge area, and then now very successful coach at Lincoln North Star.
Well, we'll hear from both of the coaches, Brandon Cool, the head coach of the Kearney High Bearcats, and also the head coach for Lincoln North Star, Mark Waller. We'll chat with him when we come back. It's Kearney and Lincoln North Star on this final Friday night of the regular season on Classic Hits.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, Dr. Adamson specializes in shoulder problems, including surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9. It's the final night of the regular season of high school football, and a big game here in Class A as Lincoln North Star heads to Foster Field to take on the Kearney Bearcats, and the head coach of the Gators, Mark Waller, joins us here. Coach, always got to be a little different feeling when you head back this way after spending so much time in Central Nebraska, but you've got to focus on a big game tonight.
Yeah, it's always fun to come out and going to be back what I call home, growing up in Holdridge and coaching there, and it's always fun to come back to Kearney and play. It's a great venue, great place to play a high school football game, so we're looking forward to it, and the kids are excited.
Coach, let's take a look at the obvious for folks that just want to look at numbers, look at stats, look at scores. You guys have been in every ball game that you've lost, going 5-3, coming down to the wire, and then all the teams you've beat, well, their records just aren't very good. Nobody has more than one win this year. So how do you categorize your football team? You've been close against the three teams that beat you, and then you've taken care of the guys you're supposed to take care of.
Yeah, you know, we've kind of been up and down. Like you said, the games that we've won are against teams that don't have a great record. We've lost some close ones. We got beat in an overtime game against Northeast early in the year, and just didn't play very well up at Norfolk, who's got a good football team, and just didn't really execute very good against Southwest and got beat a couple weeks ago. But we like how we're playing. We feel like we're getting better every week. Our execution's gotten better, so we'll just wait and see. I know we got a good football team we're going to face in Kearney tonight, so it's going to be a tough task, but the kids are excited.
Mark Waller, the head football coach at Lincoln North Star, joining us here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Mark, offense doesn't seem to be a problem in most of Class A this year, and it looks like you guys haven't had a whole lot of problems putting points on the board. Is that the strength of this team?
Yeah, I think so. You know, when we've been able to execute on offense, take care of the ball, not turn it over, we've actually moved the ball pretty well. We've had a lot of success moving up and down the field, and we've been very successful in the red zone when we got down there. So the most important thing is that we just take care of the ball offensively, great ball security, make good decisions when we throw it. And when we're able to do that offensively, we're pretty good.
Coach, one thing that may be interesting, I know you got to play the first three quarters before you can get to the fourth. Obviously, Kearney has struggled a little bit late in ball games. If this game comes down to the fourth quarter, do you feel this is the chance to get over the hump?
Yeah, you know, I think so. Anytime you come out to Kearney and play them, they're a solid football team, a good program. So, but you know, we want to go out and execute in every quarter, and we feel like if we're in the game, which we expect to be, in that fourth quarter, that we'll come out on top.
It appeared at the beginning of the season you didn't exactly know how the line play was going to mature for your football team or how it was going to be. How is it now that you have went through this entire regular season?
The lines really kind of came together, Doug. They've developed into a pretty good line up front. We've lost a lot of linemen due to graduation last year, so we have a lot of new faces up front. But they've kind of grown. Went through some spurts where we maybe didn't play real well, but as the season has gone on, it really kind of developed and came together, And we really played well up front last week against Fremont on both sides of the ball, both offensively and defensively. So we really like how they've developed and came together.
Talking with Mark Waller, the head football coach of Lincoln North Star. But, Mark, obviously not the most famous coach on the staff. If people look at the program tonight, George Darlington. Yes, that George Darlington. Talk about how that came about and what he brings to this football program.
You know, George is back in town. He's been coaching college football forever. He was at Nebraska for many years under Coach Osborne and Coach Solich, and I believe he had a couple years, like a 2 or 3 year stint at Marshall and at San Diego. So, but George and his wife moved back to Lincoln. He's got some children still here in Lincoln, and still loves and has a passion to coach the game of football and work with kids. And he approached me way back last spring about the possibility of maybe coaching. So we got together and got things worked out. And, you know, George just brings a great knowledge and a wealth of experience to our coaching staff. He's coached in, you know, many big games at a high level. So he's doing a great job. He's done a great job not only with our defense but in our kicking game. Kind of coordinates the kicking game with special teams, and it's just fun having George on staff.
Well, how about on the field? Who's going to lead this team defensively, or has to lead this team defensively if you're going to get the win tonight?
Well, you know, we got to have great play from our four down front guys, which is kind of led by Casey Malafua, who's been a three-year letterman, two-year starter for us in the lines. He's a solid player. He's got great character. He plays hard. And then we really like how we're able to run at our linebacker position. We feel like we got some good speed and good backers there with Alex Romero and Zach Lomason. And so, you know, if we can, you know, take away Carney's running game and kind of force him to throw, hopefully we can force a bad throw or two with some pressure and see what happens. But Carney's got a good football team. They got a great running back in Maloli. They got a young man who can throw it. They got a top-notch receiver in Shield. So it's going to be a challenge, but we feel like we're up to it.
Coach Mark Waller, for just another minute here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Lincoln North Star taking on Carney tonight here at Foster Field. Humor the media and the fans, if you will, Mark. You look at the wild card points in North Star, despite being 5-3, not that far up in the points. How is this a must win? I know you got to win. You want to win. All the coach wants to win. But what are you telling the kids, and what are the coaches saying inside the locker room when they're typing up the stats?
You know, touched briefly on them. We haven't focused on a lot, but the kids understand that we need to win the football game. But, you know, we just want to come out to Kearney and execute and play well on both sides of the ball and be solid with our kicking game. And, you know, we have to win to get in the playoffs. So it's a must-win situation for us. If we win, we're going to be in. If we do not win the game, then most likely our season's over. And I know these seniors don't want to end it out in Kearney. They want to continue to play. We've been in the playoffs now the last 3 or 4 years in a row, so we have a pretty good string going, and they want to continue to keep that going. So I think they understand the importance of going out and playing well and coming out on top with this football game.
Mark, last question. Personally and from the coaching staff, it's got to be fulfilling to take a new school like Lincoln North Star and get this program in the right direction. It appears to be established now. Just kind of your thoughts on that.
Yeah, you know, this is, I believe, our 8th year of going now, and we feel like we've progressed every year, and we're still not anywhere close to where we want to be, but we like the development of the program. We like the nucleus. We've got a lot of good young kids in our program right now. Our freshman and sophomore programs, our kids are really good kids athletically, and they just need to continue to develop. But, you know, we feel like we've had a pretty good year. We think we'll be okay next year, but we're really excited that if we develop our kids in about 2 or 3 years, we're really going to be in a position where we might be able to make a little noise.
Well, Coach, congratulations on what you've done. Best of luck in this big football game tonight, and keep things going with North Star.
Thank you, Doug.
That's Mark Waller, the head football coach of the Gators at Lincoln North Star, and we'll come back and hear from the head Bearcat at Kearney High. Brandon Cool joins us after this on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for?
See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Back on the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9, talking with the head football coach of the Kearney Bearcats, Brandon Cool. Coach, where did the fall go? I know you guys are hoping that it's only about half over, get into the playoffs and make some noise, but boy, a pretty exciting season. You've had a lot of exciting games. You're going to wrap it up tonight with Lincoln North Star. I guess, how do you feel your team is playing despite trying to bounce back from that loss last week?
Yeah, you're exactly right. The fall season has gone by as quick as any other seasons, and it's one of those things where, and we can't believe we're at the last game of the year. And so for us to put everything together here against Lincoln North Star is going to be a key point, a key part for us and getting into the football playoffs. But like you said, we're tickled to death. We can't believe we're 6-2 and sitting where we're at. We've kept most of our guys healthy throughout the year. We had a couple injuries here early on, and we had an injury last week that of guys that play an awful lot for us. But let's get the next guy in and get ready to go. And so we can't be complaining whatsoever about how things have gone the first 8 weeks.
Coach, you talked about that. Now that you're 6-2, can you look back on it and still say this was supposed to be a rebuilding year? And if it was, how pleased are you with the way you've rebuilt?
Well, I think the key part is we got this, some senior leadership that is tremendous, and we knew that we're going to have to fill in with some juniors, and some of those juniors they're definitely they weren't ready to go at the beginning of the year, and so for us to get off to the start like we did was very, very key for us. And as those guys have gained some game experience, whether it's technique-wise on the practice field or just practice opportunities and then get an opportunity to get into some game situations, it's been a key part for us. So we got a team that has really gelled well together. We've done some good things offensively and defensively and special team-wise, and we've seen a lot of things that we've never seen before. There's been some couple situations that we have never touched base with in our entire career here at Kearney High School, and so we've seen some ups and some downs, but we can't be more pleased with how our kids are playing at this point of the season.
Kearney coach Brandon Cool is with us here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Coach, are you, I don't know if surprised is the word, but early in the season you beat Columbus, you beat Grand Island. They're both 6-2. They've been in and out of the rankings. You've been in and out of the rankings. When you look back and go, man, we beat some good teams that at the time maybe we just didn't know they were that good.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Columbus especially, the start of the game of the year, the first game of the year, and it's one of those things where we knew they had some guys up front, and we knew they had the Leshen kid back at running back, and I know they've kind of changed their philosophy. They really kind of gave us multi-formations in that game, and now they're just in that basically inverted wishbone, and they're just handing off that Leshen kid about 50 times a game. So they're going to be a dangerous football team because of the power run game that they can attack their opponents. Then Grand Island was just one of those situations where it's a rivalry game. I think you can throw out the records. That was an exciting football game for us. And as usual, Jeff Tomlin does a great job over there at Grand Island. Those guys will make some noise in the playoffs too. So those are two huge wins for us as we look back after the first 8 games. And we're hoping that we can gain some momentum and talk about those games and see if that won't make a difference for us in the playoff run.
If you just look at scores, Brandon, you see that a lot of games, well, all the losses for you and Lincoln North Star have come down to the fourth quarter, and I asked Coach Waller a little bit about it. Is there something that's not clicking in the fourth quarter for your football team, or is that just, you know, somebody has to win it on the last possession type of deal?
Yeah, no, I don't think that's a non-factor in what we're trying to get done. We've had some opportunities to hammer away, whether it's early in the game or at the end of the game, and we just haven't been able to get it done. Go back to our first loss against Bellevue West. There's been multiple times in the past where we've been up 28-0, and we're just licking our chops because our defense has just been kind of our big cog for our success here the last few years, and then we just couldn't get it done. Bellevue West, we knew they were hot, and they could throw the ball around, and then they were able to make a comeback for us, come back against us before the half, and I think that got them a lot of momentum on their sideline. And then last week, we just didn't do a very good job of tackling. We felt like we got guys in good spots there versus the run, and we just didn't do a very good job of tackling that running back or quarterback when we needed to. And so they made some big plays, and the nice thing about it, we had an opportunity with 3-4 minutes left in the game to come back and win that football game. So those experiences, we talked about those with our kids,
And we're hoping those experiences will make a big difference against Lincoln North Star tonight and into the first couple rounds of playoffs.
That's okay. There was a lot of teams that weren't tackling in Lincoln last week, so we'll try and change that up with North Star tonight. Brandon Cool with us for another minute or so here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Your thoughts on what Lincoln North Star has? Where's their stud or two? And give me a little preview of this game.
Well, I think the key part is Lincoln North Star. I think they're well coached. They do a great job, first of all, on the defensive side of the ball. They're going to go all man-to-man coverage with a high free safety, and they're going to might get right in our face, or they might play off 3 or 4 yards. But no matter what, if we go in motion or if we run a route, they're going to be right in our hip pocket. And then they also take a couple of those inside linebackers, and they're not afraid to blitz one, two, sometimes three linebackers once in a while. And so that's a difficult task by the standpoint of making sure that we're secure and fundamentally sound on pass protection. And then we got to be able to establish the run versus that man-to-man coverage. On offense, they're going to look at that Lincoln Southwest tape and understand, okay, this is how Lincoln Southwest got a lot of yards, and they're going to try to attack those same areas against our defense. So if we didn't make any adjustments this week in practice, you're going to see that early in the football game. But North Star does a great job of running a lot of motion. They'll run a lot of this jet sweep motion, fake it to that guy or give it to him. But if they fake it to him, then they're going to just bring that eye back straight downhill and run right at us. So we feel like they're athletic up front. They got good foot speed. And so it should be a great matchup between two high school football teams.
Obviously, you want to run the ball with Zach. It sounds like they want to make you pass the ball. Do you think you can run it if they stack it up against
sure.
you? And what about Taylor throwing it?
Yeah, without a doubt. We're going to try to establish the run as much as we can. We feel like with a couple things that they do defensively, they really play their defensive ends wide. And so we got to be able to read that defensive end in our zone read between Zach Maloli and then Taylor Fish and see if we can't get a few yards out of that, as long as we're able to pick up the blitz. So we're going to give them a lot of different formations, and we're going to really spread the field a little bit. And so we just kind of have Zach all by himself in that backfield to kind of spread them out defensively. And then the second part is throwing the football. We're not going to get away from our Taylor Fish to Tyler Shields connection, especially when they have 5'8", 5'9", 5'10 corners out there, and you put a 6'4 guy that can catch a football. We got to take advantage of that aspect. And not that we won't throw it to our other guys. Our other guys are definitely involved in the passing game. But there's definitely a weapon when you got a mismatch size-wise on the perimeter with Tyler Shields.
Well, I want to talk more about Spencer Lindsay, but let's do that next, because I'm wondering if the kid ever gets a break. He does everything on this football team, offense, defense, kicks off, special teams. We'll talk about him for the playoffs next week. But I got to ask you, Coach, this is a fan question. You're sitting right in that 8-9 area of playoff points. Win probably gets you a home game. Loss probably puts you on the road. Is that how you see things?
Yeah, that's how we see things right now. Like I've said, I use 5, 6, 7 years ago, I would have exactly what the points would be if this would happen and if this would happen, and I quit doing that here about 3 years ago. There was upset after upset in week 9. This team upset this team. Everybody's jockeying for points, and I'll look at them today and tomorrow and call it good. But we won't know until after the game on Friday night. We'll pinpoint where the points are at and kind of make things official on Saturday. So our key is we definitely put a lot of time and effort into preparing for Lincoln North Star. We feel like if we can win this game, we will play at home in the first round of the playoffs, and that's what we've talked about. We feel like that's going to be a big advantage for us in that first round. So we'll take care of business tonight and let the playoffs seating stand as they may on Saturday morning.
Coach, always appreciate the time. Best of luck here in the regular season finale against North Star.
Thank you for your coverage.
That's Brandon Cool, head football coach of the Kearney Bearcats, and we'll be back to Foster Field at Cope Stadium with a look at the starting lineups right after this on Classic Hits.
Trust the experts when it comes to your hearing or hearing aid products. At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide individualized care, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Qdoba knows how to make a burrito stand out above the crowd. Starting with a thin shell, always steamed, then piled high with meat or chicken, rice with lime and cilantro, cheese, and all the other fillings you want. Qdoba on the corner of 25th and 2nd in Kearney. Proud to serve all your teams. Buses welcome.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, Dr. Wilkinson provides comprehensive care in the areas of total joint replacement surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Dine in at Long John Silver's now for the Fresh Side Grill with three delicious fresh side platters, all under 350 calories each. Choose from grilled tilapia, shrimp scampi, or grilled Pacific salmon, all served with long grain rice and steamed vegetable at Long John Silver's in Kearney, proud supporter of all high school sports.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
And welcome back to Foster Field as the New Tech Seed pregame show continues here on Classic Hits 98.9 of the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. It's time for our injury report. When you're injured, Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center will get you back into the game of life with locations in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, and Lexington. There's one near you. So tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back in the game of life. Tony.
Well, Doug, this is a lengthy one for the Kearney Bearcats. Just a time of year when you got this many kids. Austin McConnell out with an ankle injury. Lincoln Peterson out with a broken wrist. Isaac Brown, a foot. He's going back to the doctor to decide if he's going to have surgery or not. Hunter King, gone with an arm injury. Derek Schreiner was a starting linebacker. He's been gone since the Grand Island game with a shoulder injury. Alec Kowalski out with a knee injury. Pierce Wright, a broken arm. Ty Braden, an ankle injury. Colin Cederberg was a starter. He's out with a knee injury. And Caleb Griffith, also a starter on that offensive and defensive line. He is out with a knee injury as well.
So not good there for the Kearney Bearcats. Some guys that they are getting used to playing without. Some guys that, that have recently been injured, and they'll try and fill in their spots offensively and defensively tonight. So there is your injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. Of course, Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an oops once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job is to explain it to your friends. It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back in the game of life. Tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back in the game of life. The wind is swirling. It's actually kind of changed directions here in the last few minutes. And, Tony, we may not avoid precipitation all night long.
No, it certainly looked like when we arrived about an hour ago, Doug, everything looked to be far, far south of us, but you take a look at the windows now and it looks like that is moving in this direction, gotten much darker, not because the sun is going down, but because of the cloud cover and whatnot, the front moving through is coming right about directly over the west of us, look to be moving this way.
And don't forget to send your scores in via text or voicemail to the Valentino's hotline. That number is 308-646-0506. Text us to score your game every quarter. We'll pass it along. Everybody is interested in what's going on out there. And, Tony, already a final from Lincoln.
Yeah, final from Lincoln. Grand Island comes up on the short end of things tonight. Lincoln Southeast, 21. The Islanders go for two and do not get it, 20. That is a final. 21-20, Lincoln Southeast.
Now let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Proud of its long history of being the local community bank to count on in the area. Their growth in deposits and loans in the past 20 years, unparalleled in the Tri-Cities. Your secure banking choice is Five Points Bank. For the Gators of Lincoln North Star, the center is number 50, 230-pound senior Mark Rodriguez. The guards are number 51, 225-pound senior Casey Molafua. And number 64, a 260-pound sophomore Derek Tinnerstedt. The tackles are number 74, 235-pound senior Tanner Paxton, and number 75, 235-pound senior Landon Young. At tight end, number 88, 215-pound senior Creighton Morris. the wide receivers for North Star. Number one, 190-pound sophomore Noah Hausch, and number four, a 170-pound senior Brandon Kraus. The fullback is number 14, 175-pound junior Andy Tatum. The I-back, number 24, 190-pound senior Alex Romero. And the quarterback, number 18, 175-pound senior Brady Bowles. Lincoln North Star is 5-3 on the season. Their three losses this year have come to the following squads: Overtime to Northeast, Norfolk, and Lincoln Southwest. Mark Waller, your head coach, assisted by many, including George Darlington. For the Kearney Bearcats, the center is number 55, 6'2", 225-pound junior Grady Donahoe. At right guard, number 50, 6'2", 214-pound junior Zach Yoakum. At left guard, number 65, 6'2", 214-pound junior Grady Kowalski. At left tackle, number 52, 5'9", 172-pound senior Jared Murish. And at right tackle, number 60, 5'11", 240-pound senior Zach Fritz. Of course, they run a wide-open offense here, so three wideouts. Your ex-receiver is number 88, 6'4", 197-pound senior Tyler Shields, the number one target. The Y is number 14, 6'1", 165-pound senior Jacob Lundgren. And the Z wide receiver, number 36, 5'9", 172-pound senior Trey Young. At halfback, the do-it-all man, number 6, 5'10", 185-pound junior Spencer Lindsay. The I-back, number 33, 6'1", 205-pound senior Zach Maloli. And your quarterback, number 3, 5'9", 179-pound senior Taylor Fish. The Bearcats are 6-2 on the season. Head coach Brandon Cool. The two losses for the Bearcats this year come to Bellevue West after they were up 28-0, and last week 26-21 to Lincoln Southwest. And that's the starting lineup brought to you by the fine folks at Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank. Looks like Kearney is going to kick it off. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Best of luck from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. Spencer Lindsay to boot it away, and he is going to drive it all the way to the back of the end zone, 9 yards deep, and North Star will take over first and 10 at their own 20. They'll move from north to south. The wind that they do have, and it's kind of swirling, would be into their face right now.
Well, Doug, we'll see if they come out and try and do anything real drastically different than they have and kind of confuse the Bearcats off the bat. Sherrible, well, number 22 is going to be the linebacker. He's the quarterback out there. He's making all the calls. They run that 52 monster defense. They look to free him up and have the linebackers run around and make tackles.
So here we go, the first play of the football game offensively for Lincoln North Star, and they will send the tight end in motion, shifting from right to left. It's a pure eye set, and send the wing back in motion, hand it off over the left side, and Romero is going to be wrapped up immediately, short of a one-yard gain in there on the tackle for the Bearcats. Is going to be Elliott Clifford.
Zach Clifford doing a great job of firing through untouched and wrapping him up. That's a great start for the Bearcats on that first play.
Doug Duda, Tony Davis with you on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, and Hastings here on the final night of the regular season. High school football also on the web at kkpr.com. Again, a lot of motion, but just hand it to Romero, who's got some room, 25, 30. Now he's into the secondary, going to the sidelines, 35, 40, 45, and he's finally going to be drug out of bounds by Lundgren near midfield.
It's like a late flag comes in by the guy clear in the middle of the field. There's an official that's literally 3 yards, and it looks to be a face mask on the tackle when he was going out of bounds by Lundgren, but there's a guy literally three feet from him and couldn't call that.
And it's going to be a 15-yard face mask after a 28-yard gain on the carry.
Well, the way his body got turned, he had a hand up high. I don't know. Obviously, nobody arguing over here. Brandon Cool questioning the official. I think he said, why did that guy throw the flag and that other guy is standing right next to it?
So a big play there, 28 on the rush, 15 on the penalty, 43 yards down the field. The ball will be marked inside the 40, and at the Bearcat 37-yard line, they have it misplaced up on the scoreboard. They have it at the 32. It's actually the 37 after the 15-yard penalty. So a first down for Lincoln North Star, and they will put Twins to the right side. Romero, the only man in the backfield, and they're going to fake it to him, roll to the right. Bowles throws underneath on a drag route. It's 2-on-1. It is complete into the hands of Kraus. Kraus up the field, 20, 15, 10, and finally brought down right there.
That Trey Young finally brings him down. Once again, Trey Young tackles him up high, and he stayed on his feet, picked up another couple, three, four more yards.
26 yards on the play, and two big plays already here for Lincoln North Star, and they are just outside the 10 at the 11-yard line. First down, three plays from their 20 to the Bearcat 11. Split out wide to the left will be Colin Miller, 155-pound senior. They're going to go with four wides, trips to the left side, and in a shotgun this time is Bowles. Going to hand it off underneath to his I-back, carrying the ball this time is Zach Lomason, and Lomason with good carrying over the left side, he's going to actually get all the way in for a North Star touchdown.
Yeah, that's just they had those three receivers over there. They get out and form a little bit of a wall, and he just shoots through a little gap right in the end zone there. First carry of the night, one carry, one touchdown.
Well, that was a little too easy for Lincoln North Star, and it is an 11-yard touchdown run, a drive that takes a minute and 15 seconds, and North Star now lines up for the kick. Adam Myros to do the PAT. Snap is down. The kick is blocked. The kick is blocked, and it looked like coming through there was Zach Maloli.
I believe you're exactly correct. Maloli fires through there, gets both hands up, hits him right in the shoulder pads, it looks like.
We will take a timeout with 10:45 to go in the first quarter. It's North Star 6 and Kearney High nothing. We'll be right back on Classic Hits.
Five Points Bank, the better bank. Go to fivepointsbank.com and check out solutions, products, and services that complement the way you live. So whatever your lifestyle, you'll find banking with Five Points Bank. The better bank is just simply better.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Coming up this weekend on My 70 Show, a Halloween preview with a real-life ghost story. This year's hottest Halloween outfits, the most famous celebrity witch of them all, and Rick Springfield looks back at his career that began in the 70s with a new book.
Johnny Tune of the 70s.
Well, Lincoln North Star, an 80-yard drive, took four plays, some help on the 15-yard penalty, and now North Star to boot away, and it's going to be a high kick, fairly short, taken at the 10-yard line, up to the 15, good cap, 20, 25, 30, and near the 35-yard line is where the Bearcats will return that to. Spencer Lindsay, who does it all. Tony, I joked with Coach Brandon Cool a little bit in the pregame about Spencer Lindsay. He punts, he kicks off. He's a kickoff returner. He's a punt returner. He kicks the field goals and the PATs. He is the safety on defense, and he is the wideout or the halfback on offense. He's always out there.
And he's tired. You've got to think. Good grief.
So good starting field position here for the Bearcats, and Taylor Fish will come out of the shotgun here. Maloli will be to his left. Four wideouts here. They want to run the football. A delayed option. Good block on the outside. Maloli's going to get five out to the 40. May even give him the 41 as he stretches it across the white line. It's going to be a gain of six, second down and four.
They had a good block. You talked about Jacob Lundgren sealing that outside and allowing him to get that corner. Pretty good job of filling by the defensive back so for the Gators.
Well, it's Zach Maloli wants to run. Lincoln North Star wants to stop the run. That's what the coaches told us in the pregame show. And Taylor Fish probably going to have to be able to complete some passes tonight to keep this defense off his backs. Trips to the right side now. A lone man out to the left side. That's where the hash mark is. Swing pass down to Lindsay. Lindsay avoids the first man, but doesn't get anything. Got maybe from the 40.5 to the 41.5. Just a little bubble pass out there. You'll see that tomorrow when the Loafers take on New Mexico Highlands here at Foster Field at Cove Stadium. And that game kicks off at 1 o'clock.
But it looks to me, Doug, in the early going of this game, those guys are fast out there. The defensive backs seem to be a lot faster than the guys trying to block them for the Bearcats.
Well, Lincoln North Star, their five wins, none of the teams that they have beaten has more than one victory heading into tonight. The other ones are all the 5-3 teams, Southwest, Northeast, and Norfolk, but all by less than a touchdown, and they put 20 or more points up every game. Fish drops back to pass. Plenty of time all day. Now being rushed and sacked from behind at the 35-yard line. Got him around the ankles, Tony. He couldn't see the pressure coming in that time. And making the sack for Lincoln North Star is Hayden Robleski.
Yeah, Robleski had plenty of time. You know, call that a coverage sack. And nobody was open, couldn't find anybody. Robleski sneaks around the backside, wraps him up, and brings him to the ground. Big loss, and now they'll have to punt it away here.
So that'll make it fourth down and 10. Put it back to the original line of scrimmage at the 35-yard line. North Star, they score on four plays. Force Kearney to three and out. Fourth and 10 at the 36. Snap a little low, but Lindsay handles it. And it's a pretty nice punt away. It will bounce to the 35. North Star picks it up on the run at the 28-yard line. Returns it to the 35. And how long did he stay in bounds? To about the 42-yard line there for Colin Miller.
Yeah, Miller doing a really good job. One of those, a lot of times the coaches will say, just stay away from that. But he took a chance and picked up some good yardage after the bounce.
Well, it was a 36-yard punt on the play and great field position here for Lincoln North Star. They're coming in, having to win this football game to make it into the playoffs. Kind of the situation the Bearcats were in last year. Not a bad record, but needing a win. Kearney 6-2, they're securely in. North Star 5-3, and they're playing like it right here. First and 10 at their own 42-yard line. Throws set. They move the tight end again and shift. A defensive change for the Bearcats and in the motion again. They'll hand it off up the middle, and Moreno will get to the 45 and be hit there at the 46. But he gets about four on first down.
Doug, they love this Romero kid. They think he's just a workhorse for this team. That's why it surprised me when they sent in Lomason in for the touchdown there. Fully expect to hear Romero's name a lot tonight.
Yeah, I think I said Moreno. Sorry about that. It was Romero. Adams Central has taken an early 6-0 lead over Lexington from our Valentino scoreline, and Lincoln Southeast beat Grand Island 21-20, playing the early game in Lincoln. Second down and six. They hand it off again, and it's going to be Romero crashing to the right side, held short of midfield, but he's going to get from the 46 to about the 49, a gain of three.
Well, Brett Schutte, the first man there for the Bearcats, coming up once again. They're tackling up around the shoulders. He falls forward two, three more yards, Doug, where if he goes in and takes his legs out from under him, you know, this is third and six right now.
Well, a pretty physical football team, you would think, from Kearney. It's not that North Star is all that big, even on the line. A lot of 235-pounders up there on that line at tackle, 260 at guard there for Tinnerstedt. And on third down, trouble. Bowles hit and drop. Almost fumbled the football. Did fumble the football. Kearney's on top of it. Will they call him down? Yeah, they called him down. Bowles recovers it back at the 33-yard line. They said he was down. He got hit, spun away. The Bearcats brought everybody, and a huge loss back to the 33-yard line. A loss of 16.
Well, Doug, he avoided the first man, and then when he went back to throw, the ball was it. The linebacker came through and hit him and actually pinned the ball between his helmet and the defender.
And the punt coming up here now for Lincoln North Star. They'll boot it away. It's a line drive, and Lindsay calls a fair catch at the 32-yard line.
Well,
about a 35-yard punt, no return.
They're proving field position. You know, Brandon Cool loves to play the field position game, and he could do it with the best of them. He's had very good success doing that.
Well, that's a big play there because North Star had been moving the football. They decided to not run at that time with Romero on the third and three, and it cost them. They lost big, and now Kearney High will take over. First and 10 at the 34-yard line. Bearcats trail 6-0 with 6:40 to go here in the first quarter on classic hits. They'll shuffle a man in motion from right to left and give him trips there. Fish gives it to Maloli off the right side, and he is going to be tripped up short of the 40-yard line. Gets to between the 38 and 39. Short game, maybe three, maybe four on the play. We'll call it second and six.
Joey Green was the man in motion that time in the handoff, but he picked up the defensive end. Just good block on the outside by him. Now, everybody's got a specific job up there on that offensive line, and you see the fundamentals really working for Kearney.
Bearcats looking for their first down of the ball game, forced to a three and out on the opening possession. Again, they're going four wideouts. Maloli stands in that shotgun right next to his quarterback, Fish, under pressure. Throws it underneath, and it's intercepted. It's deflected and caught by the Bearcats. Oh, it should have been intercepted there by Brandon Krause, and it goes into the hands of Jacob Lundgren for a Bearcat first down.
Like it went through his hands all the way to his feet, and then his legs just kicked it up, and Lundgren was just right there to grab it.
George Darlington, the defensive coordinator on the other side for North Star, said, I like that the last time I saw it, not tonight, a 12-yard gain.
Of course, the last time you're referring to is a game against Missouri that some people might remember.
Well, a break for the Bearcats, nearly a turnover at midfield, went right through the hands there at Krause. So first and 10 now at the 49-yard line of the Gators. They'll hand it Maloli, good hole on the left side, and he uses his power to make it to the 45-yard line. He was hit almost immediately by Zach Lomason, but just is a powerful, powerful back, and he'll pick up four.
Yeah, good job of running by Maloney. But once again, I'm really surprised this Class A level to see these kids. You know, that North Star comes in and hits Maloney up around the shoulders. And he went forward for two extra yards.
Late arriving crowd, but a good crowd here. The Bearcat fans hoping for something to root for as they are on the move. Second down, and we'll call it 6 yards to go. Bearcats at the 45. Fish hands it off. It's fumbled by Maloney. Fish covers it, though, and it'll be a loss back to the 48.
Well, there's a wall of white jerseys that just engulfed him that time. It looked like nobody was blocking up there. That whole defensive line for the Gators wrapping him up, and then the ball squirted out, and Fish had to fall on it.
So a fumble on the play. Bearcats cover it. Going to call it a loss of 3, and it'll make it third down and a 9. Bearcats will spread out to the right side with Andrew Sherbel. And back is Fish to pass. Three-step drop. Going to throw it into double coverage here. It's going to be out of bounds. Tyler Shields, the man they were looking for, he caught it, but out of bounds at the 15-yard line. And he was well covered downfield by Mitch Hunt and David Brown.
Yeah, one of those that had he been able to go up and make a play on the ball, but it was well thrown out of bounds, like you said. That's the matchup they like to get Shields one-on-one and just let him go up and make a play on the football.
So incomplete, and now Kearney High forced to punt it again with Spencer Lindsay with the ball marked at the North Star 48-yard line. 6-0 North Star, 4:18 to go here in the first quarter. And the snap, a good one. Lindsay going to try and pin him deep, but he got all of it. They'll let it go. It bounces at the 2 and into the end zone for a touchback. He just simply got too much of that one with what little wind we have at about 10 mile an hour. Takes it into the end zone. 48-yard punt, net 28. North Star will take over at their own 20.
Doug, a couple of scores from Valentino's hotline here. Grand Island Northwest 7, Hastings High 0 in the first quarter. Kennesaw 8, Axtell 0 after one quarter of play. Adams Central 6, Lexington 0. That's early in the first.
And Hastings High needing a win tonight and some help to make the playoffs in Class B. Lexington, this is it for them. Congratulations to Lexington's Franklin Ibarra, also a state champion at cross country today under the tutelage, of course, of Kyle Hainer. Here's the I formation and a big hole again for Romero. Breaks the tackle at the 30 to the 40 to the 44 before he's drugged down by the Bearcats, Joey Green.
Well, it's disappointing for the Bearcats fans out there. There are two guys that got hands on him, and Romero just runs right through those tackles. Brandon Cool really, really upset right now, saying, guys, we saw enough of that during the Texas game. We don't need to do it on this field. Let's go.
Well, Brad Archer telling us before the ball game that this was the kid that they had to be concerned with because he is a shifty little runner and can do some good things. He's not the biggest guy of all time, but he sure is doing well.
Lomason back in now, Doug.
Again, a lot of motion. They give it to Lomason, and he's into the secondary, 50, 45, 40, and drugged down to the 38-yard line again. That's Trey Young.
Well, they figured something on the right side of that offensive line. I don't know if they got Kearney overmatched there or what, but there have been big holes. Those guys haven't been touched. They're 8 yards down the field last two plays.
And they're doing a great job. When they get to that hole, they're getting to the middle of the field and plenty of room to run, a lot of decisions that they're making and making the right ones. Noah House splits out wide to the left. Another first down here for Lincoln North Star. Move a man in motion. It's motion every time, Tony, and then they go counterplay here to Lomason, and he'll get to the 35. Where he has dropped down after a 4-yard gain. I think North Star obviously is a quicker football team, and they're using all that motion to not let Kearney High focus on one guy kind of playing on their heels because they're not sure where the ball is going to go.
Yeah, Boo McNitt and Zach Maloney in on that stop of the Bearcats. McNitt's a young sophomore you're going to hear a lot about the next 2 years.
Second down and 6. Lincoln North Star on the move again at the 35-yard line of the Bearcats. This time they'll hand it off Lomas at the left side, and this time not much. He's going to get 1 yard to the 34-yard line. Bearcats come flowing in there. I think they're starting to take a chance. They're going to make the quarterback Bulls maybe go back and throw it. Last time he did that, he lost 16 yards.
Yeah, I think, you know, it looks like they're getting a better job, and I think they might be sending linebackers, too, to overmatch him on the outside there a little bit, but they've guessed right the last couple of plays.
North Star 6, Kearney nothing. They scored on their opening possession nearly 10 minutes ago. 2 minutes to go here and counting in the first quarter. It's 3rd and 5 at the 34-yard line. And again, motion. They'll go counterplay, and there's room for Lomason. 30, Young is going to drag him down at the 31. He's not going to have the first down. Boy, all the momentum was going the right way for North Star, and Young really put the clamps on him. It's going to be 4th and 2.
I was going to say, excellent one-on-one tackle on the outside. Now, Coach Waller out there, I don't know, he's yelling at somebody. I think they're going to go for it, Doug.
Yeah, this is a part of the field where you have to go for it. The ball's at the 31-yard line. You'd be talking about a 48-yard field goal into the wind, so they're not going to do that. Well, let's face it, Kearney has really not stopped them at all tonight. So here they go, line up in a power eye formation for the first time. Bowles going to hand it to his eye back, and off the left side is Alex Romero, and he's got plenty for the first down as he gets close to the 25-yard line.
Now the Bearcats fired somebody through. That was Lundgren, and was just about an arm length away from the play, and off the left side, it went for the first down.
That is the 7th first down of the opening quarter for North Star, just 1 for the Kearney Bearcats.
Now they'll press the pace a little bit.
And so a man in motion from left to right, and they'll go with a pass play. Bowles had a man in pressure. Now he's blocked. He's going to run it to the left side, all kinds of room, 20. 15-10, 5 touchdown, Brady Bowles, and it's 12-0 Gators.
Well, he turned to look that way and had a receiver wide open, and he said, well, there's nobody on you. I think I'll just secure this football and run this thing in. Nobody over there for the Bearcats.
Big play after big play after big play right now for Lincoln North Star.
Yeah, Bearcats defense having trouble solving the riddle in front of them.
1:05 to go here. Let's see if North Star decides that they want to go for 2 since they missed the extra point, actually had it blocked by Maloli. Real early to go for 2, but North Star is going to do that. They'll put wide to the left Noah Hausch. Out to the right side is Brandon Krause. Shift 2 men from right to left and set them up, power to the left side. Bowles going to fake it left, wants to throw it back right, and his arm is hit as he throws it, and it's going to be no conversion. So the two-point conversion is no good, and with 1:05 to go in the first quarter here at Foster Field, you know, in all the games this year, the Bearcats really haven't trailed a whole lot, and they definitely haven't trailed by 2 scores much. It's Lincoln North Star 12, Kearney nothing, the kickoff in 30 seconds.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand-name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Stop by Sonic for happy hour every day from 2 to 4. Get your favorite drink for half price. Well, for half price, you can get the whole team their favorite drinks at Sonic and Kearney. Proud supporter of all the area high school sports teams. Sonic, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney, your ultimate drink stop.
You're listening to high school football on Classic Hits 98.9 of the World Wide Web at KKPR.com on this final night of the regular season in Nebraska. The playoffs begin for classes C and D Thursday, A and B next Friday. It's 12-0. Lincoln North Star already, and they will boot it away. Looks like they have 2 different kickers. That's a left-footed kick that's taken at the 10. 15, Bearcats right side across the 20-25 and brought down there at the 27-yard line is Zach Maloli, and that is where the Bearcats will take over.
Yeah, and on the stop for the Gators, I believe, was number 46, Hayden Rubileski again. So Rubileski's been busy from a linebacker position and also on special teams.
It's been big plays on offense for Lincoln North Star, and now, and we said that hadn't been a problem, they've been scoring points this year, even in their 3 losses, 21, 28, and 21. First down and 10, Bearcats. They'll have it at their 29-yard line. They'll put 2 men in the backfield to a blanket fish at a low snap. He's going to grab it and hand it off and across the 30 to the 33-yard line for Maloli.
Yeah, not much happening there at all, but Maloli doing a good job of falling forward again. There were 3-4 white jerseys around him.
A gain of 4. Kearney High so far in this football game have only run 9 plays. And Lincoln North Star has not run a ton more than that. I've got them for 14, but they got the 2 touchdowns.
Lindsay comes in. Josh Smith goes out for the Bearcats.
Second down and 6 at their own 33. Fish calls the cadence. He will hand it off to Malola. He's got a little hole across the 35 and out to the 40 for a Bearcat first down.
What a shifty running there by Malola. He made two people miss.
Going to be a gain of 7 and Kearney's second first down here in the ball game. 14 seconds to go. Bearcats don't have to run another play, and it looks like maybe they won't because Taylor Fish has run over here to the sidelines, and Coach Cool is not hustling him back out there. So that's going to be the end of the first quarter of play. And your score here at Foster Field, the Navigators of Lincoln North Star 12 and the Kearney Bearcats nothing. We'll be back with second quarter action and some score updates on the Valentino scoreline right after this timeout.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Don't forget, tomorrow night, the Tri-City Storm right here on Classic Hits 98.9. As they take on Sioux City tonight, it's Lincoln on the road, and that's currently on the Loper radio broadcast. Classic Hits 98.9 tomorrow night, Tri-City Storm hockey. Tony, we go to the Valentino's hotline, Valentino's home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Stop in before or after the game, or have them deliver. North 2nd Avenue, Kearney.
Axtell has answered. They now trail Kennesaw 8-6. Adams Central 21, Lexington 0, middle of the first quarter still. Adams Central 14. Hastings High 7, Grand Island Northwest 7, up late in the first. Silver Lake 14, Lawrence Nelson 0 in the first quarter.
The Bearcats have it first and 10 at their own 40. It's going to be an inside screen complete here to his main man for the Bearcats, Tyler Shields. He's going to get just across the 45-yard line. 5 yards a pop. Bearcats, it's a good start because the first two, especially the first drive, didn't do much.
Yeah, I think they went back to, hey, let's try and get it on the ground game. Let's secure the football, these short passes, instead of going down the field like they were looking to do. It seemed to be that last drive.
Fish now is 3-for-4 for 17 yards. Maloli, 25 yards rushing on 5 carries in the first quarter. Now they will move Young in motion out of that halfback. Option play, they pitch it to him, and he is just drilled in the backfield at the 42-yard line. That did not work.
Now number 24, Alex Romero, the running back and linebacker, comes through. He was the first one there, but then two, three other white jerseys. There was just absolutely no blocking ahead for Lindsay.
So they'll lose just about everything they made on first down. We'll call it third down and 9.
Well, now we'll see if the passing attack can work.
Bearcats obviously don't want to have to be forced to throw the football. 4 wideouts, including Lindsay and Shields to the right side, and that's where Fish is looking. He's got a man. He's got him one-on-one, and it is going to be tip, and caught at the 26-yard line by Tyler Shields. It was a hand-slapping battle for about 10 yards.
Well, on the defense was Colin Millard. He's only 155 pounds, probably about 5'8". They went up. Shields made a play on the ball but couldn't secure it right away, and then you said it. It went back and forth. They rolled around the ground. Shields emerged with the football.
That is a 34-yard completion. So two balls that Lincoln North Star maybe should have had. They had an interception go right through their hands that got deflected into the hands of Lundgren earlier. And now this one was quite the fight for it, and the Bearcats do have it. First and 10 at the 26-yard line. And they will send a man in motion from right to left. That's Smith. And now they want to throw it out in the flat, and the ball is tipped away. They're going after him again, Tony. Was Colin Miller over there. And he got a hand on it and knocked away from the intended receiver, Trey Young.
I believe that was Brown over on the coverage. You mentioned Derek Brown's son playing tonight, a freshman, playing varsity football, something unheard of in Class A.
10-10 to go here in the second quarter. It's North Star 12 and Kearney nothing, but the Bearcats are on the move. Second and 10 at the Navigator 26-yard line. Trying to find a way to get into the end zone, get back into this football game. Haven't changed up the offensive look very much. Formation's pretty much always 4 wide. Fish quarterback draw and he had a hole over the left. He went to the right, gets over the 25 and down to the 24-yard line before he runs into a pair of navigators just a couple of yards on the play.
Canary Alonzo was in on the stop that time for the navigators. He was the first man there from the defensive line position, number 55, coming through. Yeah, not much to be had there. Wasn't a big hole. When you said there was a hole, it just closed up very, very quickly.
Well, it's been pretty clean from the penalty and turnover standpoint.
Third down and eight. The freshman, Doug.
Third down and eight here. Taylor Fish out of the shotgun. He's looking right again, looking underneath, and it is complete to Lundgren at the 15, and he'll fall forward to the 13-yard line. First down.
Well, you know, that's the pitch and catch the Bearcats looked to get. Right there in the coverage was Romero, and he cuts right in front of him for the reception. Good play, Bearcats.
I'll tell you what, great catch by Jake Lundgren, the 6'1", 165-pound senior, and it's first and 10 Bearcats at the 13-yard line, trailing 12-0 with 9:20 to go here in the first half. Wide left, Trey Young. Twins to the right side. They'll actually put in a tight end this time. And Fish is going to hand it to Maloli up the middle. Gets across the 10 and close to the 5-yard line. Hangs on to the ball as he bounces forward. They'll say his knee hit at the 6. That's going to be a gain of 7.
Yeah, Maloli punishing people. Rubaleski, I think, got the stop there for the Gators, but he was just pounded.
So the Bearcats inching closer. Second down and 3 at the 6-yard line.
Maybe the freshman's that fast, they won't go after him. But I think you get a senior like Tyler Shields out there, you throw the ball up and see if he can out-jump him.
Well, he's not tall either. So,
no, right.
But they like to line up Shields on the right side all the time here. And on second and 3, we have got whistles.
Yeah, I think we're going to have a false start. Oh, no, they got a timeout for the Bearcats.
Yeah, I think they were lined up to throw a little fade pattern over there to Tyler Shields one-on-one against, is that Creighton Morris that's over there trying to cover him? So timeout Bearcats with 8:29 to go in the first half. You're listening to Friday Night Football on Classic Hits 98.9. It's Lincoln North Star 12. Kearney nothing, but second and 3 at the 6 of North Star when we come back.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders asking you to describe us in just 3 words.
3 words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide personalized, quality care. Trust your hearing health care and hearing aid products to the experts. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
For my monster from his lab began to rise.
Frankenstein.
Wolfman.
Yes, Dracula.
Dracula, old friend. How are things in Transylvania?
Not all monsters are classic hits, but all our classic hits are monsters at 98.9 FM and KKPR.com.
And on second and 3, Shields will take the snap as we come out of the timeout. He is drilled, throws to the end zone, touchdown, Tyler Shields. And the Bearcats are on the board with 8:25 to go in the second quarter, and Fish took a pretty good hit, Tony.
Yeah, he did take a big hit as he released the football. That wasn't the fade pass they threw up and let Shields make a play. That was like a comeback route almost, just an absolute zip on that ball. He has fired it out there to Shields. Shields, great catch on the play.
Spencer Lindsay now for the PAT out of the hole to Taylor Fish. It's a great snap. The kick is on the way, and just like it has been most of the season, it is good. 8:25 to go in the first half. It's Lincoln North Star 12 and Kearney 7. Let's keep it right here. And, Tony, we've got a few more scores that we're going to look at on the Valentino's Hotline.
Yeah, in the first quarter play, all these are first quarter scores as we get started here. Adams Central 21, Lexington 7, Columbus 0, Lincoln East after 1. 0-0. Aurora 23, York 0. That one will not get closer, I can assure you. Kennesaw 8, Axtell 6. Also, of course, from here, North Star leads Kearney 12-0. Silver Lake 14, Lawrence Nelson 0 in the first quarter. Also, Hastings High, Grand Island Northwest tied up at 7 apiece. That in the middle of the first quarter.
Well, some good news there on the offensive side of the football for Kearney High, as they're able to take the ball down the field and get into the end zone. But, Tony, now the defense has got to step up. North Star has been moving the football on him. Alex Romero had 64 yards rushing on 6 carries. Zach Lomason had 5 carries for 37 yards. And Bowles had the 25-yard touchdown run. He also had a 26-yard pass, their only pass of the football game. And the run was on a busted pass play. He wanted to throw it. There was nobody open. He looked to the left. There was nobody even there, and he was able to take it in pretty easily. So now Lindsay puts it on the tee. Have to kick it into what wind we have right now at Foster Field. It's going to be a pooch kick, almost an onside kick, and it is covered at the 29. That's the unintentional, intentional pooch there. It is covered.
Great job of coverage by Mullafua. This number 51 covers that. That ball actually spun backwards, exactly, I think, what the Bearcats wanted it to do. They were just a step away.
That was well done by Spencer Lindsay. Very, very well done. But Mullafua does fall on it, and so it will be a North Star ball at their own 29-yard line. They've had better starting field position than that, two of their three drives. Again, they don't do a whole lot different either. It's just a base I formation, wide left, wide right. They always send in motion. They haven't handed it off yet on the end around. They give it to Romero over the right side. He doesn't get a whole lot, maybe one to the 30-yard line, and this, I'm sure, is where the defensive coaches for Kearney High said, now you've got to go out. We need to make a stop. We've got the momentum.
Well, Grady Kowalski, number 65 for the Bearcats, the first one through. That's what you need to see more of if you're the Bearcat faithful here. You need to see those linemen making tackles, getting through there and wreaking some havoc in that backfield.
Doug Duda, along with Tony Davis and our producer-engineer Stacy Johns on KKPR-FM, Kearney Hastings, Grand Island. This time they will give it to the man in motion on the end around, and Kearney's all over it, pushing him out of bounds at about the 33-yard line. Bearcats had it smelled out good, Tony.
Yeah, that's Brown, the speedy freshman, trying to get to the outside. The Bearcats would have none of it. Well, I mean, he's going to get a little bit on the play from what it could have been when it started out. Looked like they were in big trouble, but they good job of flying to the football. You know, they practice that every day. If you go up to the high school, they're out there with balls getting angles on plays and running to the football. That's something Brandon Cool preaches from day one in August.
A gain of four, it'll be third down and six. Out of the shotgun, Bowles wants to throw. Rolls to his right, goes underneath. It is complete to his tight end, who is drugged down right at the first down marker, Creighton Morris, at the 39-yard line, and this is going to be close.
Well, Trey Young was right there, and it will be a first down. As soon as he got that football, he took about a half a step, and Young rips him down to the ground, just doing a good job of tackling him and dropping him immediately, but the first down have been had.
Well, Morris is a good, solid Class A tight end at 215 pounds, standing about 6'2", it looks like, and he just was too powerful to bring down one-on-one with a little momentum behind him. So a first down for North Star. I've got him for 9 already in the football game, and now we've got a penalty flag on the play. This is only the second one we've seen dropped on the turf here at Foster Field so far tonight. Well, it looks like North Star is retreating. It is a false start on the Navigators. It'll make it first and 15, their first penalty of the ball game.
I think they call that on Landon Young because he's getting an earful from a coach. He looks over and shrugs his shoulder, throws his hands in the air and said, what'd I do?
5-3 North Star, 6-2 Kearney High. Don't forget at halftime, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll take a look at the first half stats, update the scores from around the area. Plus, preview what's coming up next week with playoffs, the Lopers play tomorrow, and a whole lot more. Plus, cross-country results from earlier today. First down and 15 now, and Bowles is going to go with the handoff to the ISO 40, 45, huge play, 50, 40, still on his feet. What a run, 30, and down to the 25-yard line, and he's done it again, Tony. Alex Romero, the little fella, finds a hole and makes the most of it.
Yeah, he just found it, and the hole wasn't that big, Doug. You know, usually you see something you could drive a bus through for a big play like that. He just very, very shifty, making people miss all the way down the field.
39 yards. He's already got 104 yards on 8 carries. 39 on the play. First and 10 at the Bearcat 26-yard line. They'll toss it to him on the left side. There's going to be Lomason in. He'll make it to the 20, 15, and drug down from behind at the 10-yard line. Tackle made by Luke McNitt, but another first down.
Yeah, McNitt right there along with Trey Young, but the damage had been done. They sealed that outside. They had three receivers over there. Cardi was a little bit late, shifted over to that side of the field, and they paid the price again.
It's cooling down. Those that didn't bring their jackets out probably wishing they would have about right now. It is first down and goal, we'll say. First down and 10, just football length behind the 10 for the Navigators. They'll hand it. Lomas at whole right side, steps out of a tackle, gets to the 5, and thrown down hard when they're getting to the linebackers in the corners. Young in on it again, but boy, they're getting positive yardage and good positive yardage, the Navigators, almost every play. Second down and 5 at the 5.
He had close to that goal line. Ramiro says, hey, coach, I need back in there. You can't get Lomas in another one without me getting one.
And Lomas in an 11-yard run. Bowles a 25-yard run. It is second down. Virtually goal at the 5-yard line. Up 12-7, looking for more North Star. Again, they'll give it to their eye back, Ramiro, and this time the Bearcats are ready. He'll get a yard.
Elliot Clifford there for the Bearcats.
This is a huge stand here. The Bearcats could somehow force North Star to either kick a field goal or not convert on fourth down. It is just right there on your PAT line at the 3-yard line. Third down from the 3.
Even the field goal, Doug, it's still a one possession game when they miss those two. Well, they missed the extra point, then they went for two to try and get the extra point back, and they missed that.
Now they go to a power eye formation. They'll shift the twins from the right to the left. Bowles takes the snap. He'll turn. He'll hand it off to Romero. Romero is going to get to the 1. Here is a flag. They have not given him the touchdown, but there is a penalty flag. He's not in. He's about an inch from the goal line. And this looks like it could be a hole on a running play from where it was thrown. Let's find out. The referee threw the flag, and that's exactly what it is, holding on Lincoln North Star.
That's a tough call for the Gators. They're right at the point of attack. The flag comes from the white hat, so must have somebody grabbing somebody right in the middle of all that.
That's the old hold or trip or whatever. You know.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's more of a throw the guy down instead of a block him. And so that will move the ball back to about the 13-yard line, and it'll be third down from there. So now you've got a passing situation for Brady Bowles, and he is 2 for 2, 26 yards and 5 yards.
We'll
be back at the 13.
See if he goes to Creighton Morris. He's the big tight end. You talked about 6'4" of him, 220 pounds.
So you got to figure they're going to throw the ball because I don't think they'll go for it on fourth down, so let's find out what they want to do unless they can get it down to 1 or 2. They'll send it. Krause in motion. Up the field he goes. They're looking for him. Right side underneath route. Complete at the 3, the 2, the 1. Touchdown.
Oh, boy. Somebody's going to get an earful from Coach Cool on this. And the two players over there in the coverage were Lundgren and Sherrible.
Colin Miller makes a nice little route. Stops at the 3, of course, as a DB. You're thinking, well, he's going to the end zone, so they stop him short. Just like I said, he wouldn't go for it unless he got down to the 1 or 2. That's exactly what they tried to do. The worst there was going to be at the 2, and then he made a nice move after that and got in. And now lining up to kick the extra point will be Adam Myros. The first one was blocked. This kick is on the way, and it is good. With 4:17 to go in the first half, Lincoln North Star 19, Kearney 7. We'll have the kickoff in 30 seconds.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today. Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
And welcome back to Foster Field. We want to thank Athletic Director Mark Armstrong along with Rich Broderson here at UNK for their hospitality and allowing us to bring you tonight's high school football game. But Tony, wow. The Bearcats' defense being torched so far here in the first half.
Yeah, they're certainly on their heels right now. We've got to respond here. We've got 4 minutes before halftime, but they are certainly on their heels defensively. Let's see if they can go back and move the football and get back in this one before half.
And ready to boot the ball away again. Here comes North Star. Got the wind at their back, and they try a little pooch. It's going to go out of bounds. That was not nearly the same as what Kearney tried earlier. That's well out of bounds. Bearcats going to get good field position here, Tony.
you're going to have great field position, get the ball at the 35-yard line, certainly take this penalty. And it's a pretty good hitting going on. There's one guy from the Navigators out there laying flat on his back. His teammates helping him up, get him off the field. And they were the only two that locked horns at all on that kickoff.
So the Bearcats will get the ball at the 35-yard line. 4:17 to go here in the first half of play. They need the college rule, so it's out to the 40. Get them a better stop spot. So this is where the Bearcats will take over. They've got a couple of timeouts, and they will hand it off straight up the middle to the 39-yard line. And Maloli picking up 4 on the play.
Yeah, Maloli does a good job of running very low to the ground. Tough to get down, and then he just dives forward. It looked like it was going to be a 2-yard gain. He picks up 2 more.
Lincoln East 7, Columbus nothing in the second quarter. After 1, Crete 13, Seward nothing. North Platte 17, Fremont nothing in the second quarter. More from the Valentino's hotline in just a moment. On second down and 6, Fish is going to keep it. He's got a little seam on the left side across the 40 and up to the 45-yard line. He's going to be just short of the first down. It'll be 3rd and 1.
Yeah, they're going to be 3rd, and like you said, won't even be 1. It's going to be like about a football. That's what they're going to need here. 3:30, the clock continues to run. So,
on the Valentino scoreline, here's a game you just can't even take your kids to. Aurora 30, York nothing, end of the first quarter. That's probably the best team in B, if it's not Crete, against the worst team in B. Silver Lake 22, Lawrence Nelson 13 after 1. Here it's 3rd and 1. They're going to keep Fish in the shotgun at their own 45-yard line, trailing 19-7, trying to draw North Star offside. That didn't work, so they will send a man in motion and just give it to Maloli up the middle. And, ooh, a nice tackle to save a big game by Romero up to the 48-yard line. First down, Bearcats.
Yeah, you said it. Romero comes in and just got a hand on an ankle of Maloli, taking him to the ground.
Tony, that looked like what North Star had been doing, only Kearney's not getting that tackle. There was nobody. If Romero doesn't make that tackle, Maloli might go the whole way because they had shifted in motion and there was only one man left over here at all in the defensive backfield for Lincoln North Star. 2:45 to go before the half. Ball just short of midfield. Kearney trails 19-7. They will send in motion Andrew Sherwell back to pass Fish. They look for Shields and it's incomplete.
Oh.
Double covered.
Yeah. I mean, the official right there to say Shields makes no argument. He came up with that football somehow, ball very, very low, right at his ankles.
Skipped off the turf, and Fish with the incomplete pass. That's his 3rd incompletion tonight. 6 of 9, has a touchdown pass. The 6-yard touchdown pass was to Tyler Shields.
Yeah, you mentioned that Aurora-York game. It's like, Mom, I want to go to the game. It's like, no. You can stay home and watch Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah, Halloween's next week, son. 2nd and 10 now for the Bearcats. Here comes some press defense on Shields. And back to pass Fish under a little bit of pressure. Great pass over the middle. Did he haul it in? Yes, he did. I think Shields just sold that at the 33.
And Coach Waller over there, he wants a replay challenge. He's digging in his pocket looking for the red flag.
Well, it wasn't. I said great throw. I could just tell he was so wide open in the pocket. He held his presence. It was a little underthrown, and Shields makes another great catch, and that's why they want to go to this young man. Tyler Shields just does such a great job. A 6'4 senior hauls in another one. It's 1st and 10 at the 34-yard line. And back to pass again, Fish over the middle, and it's going to be knocked away, this time trying to get it into the hands of Joey Green.
And Jordan Snodgrass right there. You know, there's a sophomore playing defensive back for the Navigators and doing a fine job on that play.
2:09, the clock stops here in the first half. Lincoln North Star 19, Kearney 7. The Navigators have only been stopped once so far in the football game and just converted a 3rd and goal from the 13 for a touchdown pass. Kearney High going to have to win a shootout. It looks like they need to score again before halftime. They trail by 12. Fish, 2nd and 10. Quarterback draw. Gets away from one guy, 30, 25, sidelines open, 20, 15, 10, and he's shoved out of bounds at the 8-yard line. Boy, the hesitation there, Tony, they grabbed him right away around the shoulder pad, and he was able to rip it away and get 27.
Well, it was like the force of a slingshot, fired him past the second, and then Lundgren with a crackback block He's getting high fives on the sideline right now. Coach Cool's going to recognize that. What a block he threw on the outside to spring him down the sideline.
They're going to say he stepped out of bounds just inside the 10. It'll be first down and goal for the Bearcats. 1:59 to go before the half. 19-7 North Star. Kearney on the move. Twins to the right side. Single man to the left side. With Maloney next to him in the shotgun fish. He'll give it to Zach. And he drags a man to the 5. Second and goal.
Somehow he keeps his balance and just keeps hopping forward there, because I believe that was number 51 for the Navigators, with Moafua again wrapping him up.
Tony, North Star is making contact on the Bearcats at the line of scrimmage in the last few times. Kearney is getting away. Yards after contact. Second and goal at the 5. Bearcats content to let a little time run down here because they don't want to give North Star any time when they do get the ball back. Maloney up the middle. Touchdown, Bearcats! For the first time tonight, they really just ran it between the center and guard. And Maloney on a little counterplay powers it in, and it's 19-13. Bearcats extra point pending.
Obviously been other places doing other games this whole entire year. This just in, Maloney is an absolute stud. Anybody, he would play for anybody in the state. The kid is amazing. Once you get the ball in his hands, he makes things happen. It always goes forward.
So now the extra point attempt here from Spencer Lindsay. Trying to cut it to a 5-point game. Snap a little high, but it's down. The kick is on the way. They do so well here with the place kickers for so many years, and it's perfect. And with 1:20 to go in the first half, Lincoln North Star 19, Kearney 14, and we'll be right back with the kickoff on KKPR.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Doug Duda and Tony Davis back with you here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com.
I got bad news, Douglas. Lexington experiencing a lightning delay right now. Adams Central leads 21-7. That game has been stopped.
We don't want any of that here. If you're going to have it in Lexington, you just go ahead and keep it, Kyle Hayner. You keep it over there. As the storms, we try to keep them away. We're almost to halftime. Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up. Lincoln North Star does have all of their timeouts, so Kearney wants to make sure they don't give them much of a return here. Wind not really much of a factor. It's kind of a crosswind now. As Lindsay, high kick. He's going to kick it deep this time. He's taking it at the 13. 15, 20. Look out. 25, 30. And bringing him down at the 30-yard line is going to be Luke McNitt. Almost squirting through there again, though, Tony. Was I think Tatum had the ball that time, didn't he?
Yeah, Dana Mitchell on the other side. They got a McNitt-Mitchell sandwich that time, but they saved it. Probably a touchdown, really.
This is a quick Lincoln North Star football team. And that's usually what Kearney has become accustomed to. Yeah, there's always the Metro Omaha Lincoln versus non-Omaha Lincoln, and they always seem to have more speed. But that's why Kearney's been the best outstate program, because they've been able to match that speed. First and 10 at the 31-yard line. Lomason is in the ball game. They hand it to him on a stretch play right side. Does a lot of dance into the 35 and lowers his shoulder to get up to about the 37-yard line.
Once again, McNitt in on the stop for the Bearcats.
59 yards now for Zach Lomish, and it looks like North Star has elected to use one of their timeouts right here. So North Star wants to make something happen before the half with 1:03 to go in the second quarter, 19-13 Lincoln North Star.
Can't hardly blame them, Doug, the way they moved the football this first half.
Yeah,
really
not,
kind of at will.
It's not small chunks. They're getting 25, 26, 39-yard runs in this football game. And they need one of those, and they're in a position where Brady Bowles can put the ball in the air or possibly bring in their kicker, Maya Rose, to attempt the field goal. Right now, even in the back of Coach Waller's head, he's got to be thinking, man, we missed a couple extra points. If we could get three more on the board, then it's 8, and we can't fall behind in one possession. So we'll see what they do here after the timeout. Second and 4 at their own 37-yard line. A reminder, The high school volleyball season is winding down. 1 week to go. We've got action for you on a Tuesday night, and we'll let you know about that as the weekend. We're kind of looking to see how the weekend's tournaments wrap up and bring you one more. And then the high school football playoffs Thursday and Friday. And they were talking about the weather. You know, the playoff pairings would be out tomorrow unless a couple of games get postponed. And so that would really wreck all the fans' fun, coaches as well. Second and four at the 37. We're ready to go again. They'll give it off on the right side. A little bit of running room. 40, 45. Lomason stays in there. He's going to be pulled down right there. Gain of eight.
Then Mark Waller's going to call another timeout here, Doug.
Well, at first down, the clock is stopped.
Well, he's out there.
And Bowles is going to head over to the sideline, try and pick up the play. So they will hustle up and run the play here. Still two timeouts remaining for North Star. Bowles in the shotgun, and boy, confusion, and now they have to call a timeout. That's the killer there. They lost about 8 seconds, 7 seconds, and now a timeout will be called by Lincoln North Star. So we'll take one with them. First and 10 for the Gators at their own 44. 48 seconds to go before the half. It's North Star 19, Kearney 14 on KKPR.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Doug Duda along with Tony Davis and our producer-engineer Stacy Johns back here at Foster Field. As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors for allowing us to bring you high school football action here on Classic Hits 98.9. One timeout remaining for North Star. They've got it at their own 44-yard line. 48 seconds to go here in the half. They're up 19-14. Bowles, high snap. He is going to hand the ball off, and Lomason is drugged down from behind at the 44. He didn't get anywhere.
Guess who? Boo McNitt, the sophomore.
Or Luke.
Well, he goes by Luke, but everybody calls him Boo, so you'll get used to hearing Boo McNitt. That'll be the name in the newspaper the next 2 years. He's, you know, looks to be a quarterback maybe the next couple of years. One of the two quarterback options they've got heading the Bearcats' way.
Second down and 10. And back to pass, Bowles, looking, throwing as far as he can into double coverage, and he overthrows his intended target down the field in tight end Creighton Morris.
Yeah, ball well overthrown. Bearcats back there, double, triple coverage, had 3-4 blue jerseys down the middle of the field with him. I think the message that got out, nobody gets behind you. Nobody gets behind you, pretty simple.
And I'll bring up third down and 10, 15 seconds to go before the half. You're listening to high school football on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Hastings, and Grand Island, the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. A beautiful October night. A little chilly, but that's what it's supposed to be this time of year. Lomason is in the backfield. Bowles is going to line him up in the I formation with twins to the right side here, and they are going to hand it off to the fullback, Tatum, 50, 45, 43-yard line, and it's going to be a first down. Tony, that's probably a smart play. They didn't want to be forced to punt it away, and they get the first down on the run there. It's going to be 13 yards for Tatum.
Now they want him to spike the ball, Doug, with 7 seconds remaining. They'll blow this play to get it started. Probably have 5 seconds left to regroup.
Well, you just will use your timeout. Why wouldn't you use your timeout? You can't use one anymore. There's only 6 seconds left. They do spike the ball, but you couldn't get a play over the middle and call a timeout. I would think you're at the 42-yard line. You're too far away for a field goal. So that's going to set us up for a Hail Mary situation here on the last play of the half for Lincoln North Star. And we've seen a few crazy big plays before the half and at the end of games here lately. Minden did it last night against Central Catholic. The Bearcats have had it happen. They've done it to other teams as well. And so at the 42-yard line, North Star, 6 seconds to go before the half. They've got some big boys out there. They're going to line up twins to the right, twins to the left, and now a timeout. So maybe they saw what Kearney was lined up to do, and a timeout will be called by Lincoln North Star. 6 seconds to go before the half. It's 19-14 North Star. Tony, I don't see any trick plays here. You're heading this football game just simply, and we've seen his arm. Bowles has enough arm to get this to the end zone on the fly.
Yeah, and I think – obviously, I guess from somebody that hasn't saw the Navigators play this year, I would think they go to Creighton Morris, 6'4", try and let him go up and make a play. Well, we'll see if that's the case, but a little bit surprised they spiked the ball. But, yeah, it could have been seeing how the Bearcats lined up and then which side they want to go to. Doug, can you believe, though, after tonight, half the teams in the state, it's over? And not, we just started this.
Unfortunately, or however you look at it, that's not the case anymore. I know if Stu Pospisil's listening on the way back from track, or from cross country, there's only like 19 teams in one of the classes that are going to miss it, 32 advance on. So, yeah, that used to be the thing to say, but you're right. Football season ended for some last night and will for some tonight. As we're ready to go, in motion, it'll be Krause to the right side, gives him trips there. Bowles rolls right. Now he's under pressure. He'll throw it. He's got enough to get it. There's got his man, Krause. It's tipped. It's knocked around. It's intercepted by Lindsay, and he'll fall down to the end zone. But Krause was there, Tony. He got 5 yards behind everybody, streaking down the right side. The ball just didn't have enough time to get to him. He was under a little bit of pressure, and Lindsay intercepts it here at the half.
And Lindsay wanted that interception. I'm sure Coach Cool would have felt much better just knocking that thing to the ground. Kind of got batted around up there. You're right, Krause was down there 5 yards beyond everybody. Then Colin Miller in another white jersey right down there, right around Lindsay. So, no harm, no foul, though. We head to halftime 19-14, North Star with the lead here.
Well, we will have the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming your way on Classic Hits. We'll take a look at the state cross-country results from earlier in the day. We'll look at the scores of the Valentino's hotline. Again, if you're out there listening to a ball game or have a score, even if it's not from Central Nebraska, we'd love to hear from you. Just text it or leave a voicemail. Call up the old-fashioned way and leave the voicemail. All we need is the score and where it's at in the game. End of the first, halftime, third quarter. And the phone number, 308-646-0506. 308-646-0506 to the Valentino's hotline. We'll have first half stats and a whole lot more coming your way when we come back in a minute to Foster Field. Your halftime score, Lincoln North Star 19, Kearney 14.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Buckman is fellowship trained in the treatment of the hand, wrist, and elbow. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Halloween. Every Halloween, the trees are filled with underwear.
You know, it's Halloween. I guess everyone's entitled to one good scare.
On Halloween.
If 98.9 FM's classic hits were Halloween treats, they'd be the big 25-cent size with lots of chocolate.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Well, the Kearney Bearcat Band performing here at halftime, the marching band at Foster Field. And this is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says, don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. Well, it's 19-14, Lincoln North Star leading Kearney. Tony, your thoughts. We've been beaten down the door here a little bit. Kearney's offense able to get back in the ballgame, but boy, North Star's offense is the story so far in the first half.
Yeah, Doug, it really is. Big plays. They've come via the ground mostly. It's been Romero one time. Then they bring in Lomason, and Lomason got the first touchdown, but it was after a big play by Ramirez. They seem to go back and forth, and the holes haven't been gaping, but they're very shifty, and they knew that coming in. We'll see if Coach Archer and his defensive staff can come up with something to slow these guys down, because, to be honest, they have not done a very good job here this first half. You've got to be disappointed in the Bearcat defense if you're the Bearcat faithful tonight.
Well, you got the same couple of guys making all the tackles right now, which that's a good thing that you got a couple of guys that are making tackles, but you don't want them to be your safeties.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Too much deep. You know, like I called out the lineman's name the one time. I believe that was number 53, Jackson Gannon maybe, or Zach Yoakum up on the defensive line. Getting through and getting penetration, and, you know, 1-2 yards in the backfield. that only happened one time the whole first half. Otherwise, let's be honest, it's been linebackers, cornerbacks, and safeties coming up and having to make those plays. They got to do something different up there, and maybe we'll see some stunts on the defensive line or something to mix some things up. But, hey, offensively, you got to be relatively happy, I guess. You've ran it a little bit. You found some success there. You've also got lucky on a couple plays, I guess, a nice couple catches from Shields. A couple that could have been intercepted, end up in your hands. So take the breaks. You're right in this football game when I think Northstar really had a chance to knock you out of it.
Yeah, Shields caught a tip ball that was tipped more than once or twice by he and the defensive back that led to their first touchdown of this football game that cut it to 12-7. Northstar got the ball, took four plays on the opening drive, including a 28-yard run by Romero, and then they set a 15-yard face mask on top of that. Bowles had a 26-yard pass, and then that set up Wilmison for an 11-yard touchdown run. And we were only a minute and 15 seconds into the ball game, and Northstar took the lead, and they have had it ever since. So Kearney will get the ball to start the second half.
Yeah, Doug, and if you're following this district at all, Lincoln Southwest, Norfolk, and Kearney, if Norfolk would happen to beat Southwest tonight, that game is tied at 7 apiece right now. It would be a three-way share of the district title because Kearney defeated Norfolk, Norfolk defeated Southwest, Southwest defeated Kearney in a roundabout way. It's a tie. So they would all get a piece of that trophy.
Let's take a look at the rest of the scores that Tony has for us on the Valentino Hotline, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Stop in after the game or call for delivery at Valentino's.
Gildner having a field day right now, 46, Red Cloud 8, that's at the half. Hastings 14, Grand Island, Northwest 7 at the half. I mentioned Southwest 7, Norfolk 7, that at the half. Axtell 14, Kennesaw 8 at the half. Going to reverse the fortunes there. Ken Axtell on a 14-0 run in that one. Lincoln East 14, Columbus 0 late in the second quarter there. North Platte 17, Fremont has answered back and got 7 on the board middle of the second. Lightning delay in Lexington, Adams Central 21. Lexington 7, Silver Lake leads Lawrence Nelson 22-13. That is after the first quarter of play, so a lot of scoring in that one. Aurora 30, York 0 after one, and you mentioned that one will not get any closer.
We will take a break, and when we come back, we'll recap what happened at the state cross-country meet today. After this, you're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report at the half. Foster Field, Lincoln Northstar 19, Kearney 14.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide personalized, quality care. Trust your hearing health care and hearing aid products to the experts. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Vinyl.
I'm here to play phonograph records.
The tape.
CD to MP3.
I'm making records.
As long as it vibrates your woofers and tweeters, it's another.
This is a guaranteed gold record.
You're gonna reach your record high.
Classic hit on 98.9 and KKPR.com.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on Classic Hits 98.9. At the half, it is Lincoln Northstar 19 and Kearney 14. Doug Duda and Tony Davis along with you here from Foster Field. Let's go ahead and take a look at what happened earlier today. Just down the road at the Kearney Country Club, the 2010 Nebraska State High School cross-country meet was held, and a beautiful day. You know, all day, everybody was worried about the rain and bad conditions, and so far, we have been fortunate here in Kearney, and it was a perfect conditions today for the kids to run, and we saw the fastest time in girls' state history today, and that came from Class B, and we'll talk about that in a minute. First, for the boys, congratulations to Kearney High's Jacob Olson. He passed his teammate Nolan Zimmer down the stretch to be the Class A state cross-country champion. And we were hoping to get a chance to chat with him right after the meet today. They kind of disappeared. It was hard to track him down. They were celebrating with the Bearcat fans, and you can do that at home. But congratulations to Jacob Olson and Nolan Zimmer. They go 1-2. Seth Meharg of Grand Island, and I hope I'm saying that right, finished 8th. in the team race. Fremont won it. They're just psychotically good. 4th, 6th, 13th, 14th, and 15th was where they finished. Remember, they finished 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in the districts. So Fremont wins it with 43. Kearney was second with 95. Millard South was third with 128 points. In Class B, and we had a lot of close races today, all the way out in the west in the Panhandle, Scotts Bluff and Garing, and they go 1-2. Scotts Bluff 56, Garing 58, and Lexington was right there with 63 points. Seward and Mount Michael round out the top five. And Franklin Ibarra, who had medaled twice the last 2 years, crosses the line 23 seconds ahead of the rest of the pack. And happy birthday, Franklin Ibarra, turning 18 years old today.
Congratulations to him. What a fantastic way to celebrate a birthday. I think 23 seconds when I'm running, it's not a long ways. But in the cross-country world, that is a huge distance.
Yeah, that's over a couple of hundred yards, you would think, if you're sprinting, probably 150 yards when you're running the cross-country course. Jared Schoeneman of Holdridge was 10th, and Lexington's Matthew Van Pelt finished in 15th. Of course, the top 15 medal at the state meet.
That's our friend Scott's boy from Holdridge over there, the athletic director.
That's right.
For him, congratulations.
On the Class C boys, Ogallala wins it with 42 points. Milford was a runner-up with 62. Boys Town was third with 69. Gothenburg finished in seventh place. Cole Wellmitz, the only runner from Gordon-Rushville, came down and won it by a second, nearly 2 seconds, over Quentin Jorgensen of Wayne, Derek Rosas of Cozad, eighth, Cody Durking of Broken Bow ninth, and Luke Remmert of Gothenburg finished in 12th. And in the Class D boys, Nebraska Christian, well, they're going to be celebrating a little. This is the first team championship in any sport in the school's history today, and they bring home the Class D boys cross-country title with 37 points. Ainsworth, second with 46. Ord finishes in third with 72. Hastings St. Cecilia was 7th, Gibbon was 11th, and Ravenna, with just four guys, you have to count them all, they finished in 15th, but to qualify for state with just four guys, that's a heck of a job. Michael Schumacher of Ainsworth, your state champion, Dylan Eckel, who won it last year, had been a little under the weather this week, and he said about halfway through the cold was getting back to him and just didn't have the air that you need to be a champion. He finishes as the runner-up. Jordan Putseba of St. Cecilia, 6th. Andrew Fields of Ord, 7th, and McLean Scott of Arapahoe finished in 15th place. 19-14 Lincoln North Star leading Kearney here, halftime of our high school football game. Let's take a look at the girls' results today. Papillion La Vista South, that new school has not quite as new as it used to be, but it's starting to bring home championships. They win it today easily. All five of their girls finished from 8th to 12th, 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12. Millard West was 2nd, and Kearney High finished in 7th. Congratulations to the Lady Bearcats, Jordan Dahlke. She finishes 7th individually. Seward wins Class B. Lincoln Pius X was the runner-up. McCook finished in 4th. Your state champion, as we told you, Aubrey Warden, 14 minutes and 22 seconds. She's the winner from Scotts Bluff. Emily Roll of Gretna, sub-15 minutes, probably wins it almost any other year, but it's 2nd today. Gabriella Gracia of Holdridge is 4th. Marika Van Brocklin of Hastings is 8th, Miranda Karn of Holdridge 9th, and Vanessa Ambrose of Lexington was 12th.
I would have to file an injunction if that was the case for me, but what do you do?
Fort Calhoun wins Class C by 2 points over Columbus Scotus. Cozad was 5th, and Adams Central finished in 10th. Brianna Adams of Pierce, your state champion, Sydney Christner of Cozad was 15th. Sydney Phillips, the top area girl from Minden, she finished in 24th place. And finally, Class D girls, Crofton wins it, Ainsworth the runner-up, Bertrand Loomis finished in 3rd, Grand Island Central Catholic 10th, Franklin 11th, Kearney Catholic 12th in the 15-team race. Mackenzie Capps just going the wrong way this year. She was the runner-up last year from your town, Tony, and 26th today. 24th for Vanessa Resch of Shelton. Desiree Leach of Centura was 21st. Chanel Farmer of St. Cecilia was 14th. Andrea Weeder of Lindsay Holy Family, she's a junior. She's won it all 3 years. And she wins another one today. Kearney Catholic's top finisher today was Kelly Messbarger in 42nd.
We talked earlier today on the Doug and Daddy Show, Doug. We thought Bertrand and Croft are probably the two favorites in that girls' Class D, but really not the case when you talk to some people, huh?
Well, Bertrand Loomis, pretty good day. Still finished in 3rd. You've been listening to the state cross-country updates, and we'll take a look at some scores in just a moment and give you the first half stats at the half. Lincoln North Star 19, Kearney 14 on KKPR.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Let me do what I want to do.
Do anything that you want to do.
What do you want to do now?
That's how we'll judge you, what you want to do.
Want to do some more classic hits on 98.9 and KKPR.com? Stick around.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Back on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Score update time from the Valentino's Hotline. Big Daddy Tony Davis.
Well, with 10:22 left in the second quarter, Holdridge is taking a 14-0 lead over the Bison of McCook. That game in McCook, and the way the injury bug had bitten Holdridge lately, I don't know anybody that expected that. So good work, Duster, so far in that one. St. Paul, 20. O'Neill, 3. That game at the half. Mentioned earlier, Southwest and Norfolk knotted up at 7 apiece in the third quarter. Lincoln East, 21. The Discoverers of Columbus, 0. Crete, 26. Seward, 0 at the half. Giltner, 46. Red Cloud, 8 at the half. Hastings, 14. Grand Island, Northwest, 7. That also at the half. And right here, of course, Lincoln North Star 19, Kearney 14 at the half, Axtell 14, Kennesaw 8 at the half. Those were in a lightning delay still at last check in Lexington. Adams Central 21, Lexington 7, and North Platte 17, Fremont 7. That's the middle of the second quarter last check.
Well, let's take a look at our first half stats. First off for Lincoln North Star, Alex Romero, 9 carries, 105 yards. Zach Wobison, 10 carries, 67 yards and a touchdown. Andy Tatum, 1 carry for 13 yards. Darian Brown Trout has 1 carry for 4 yards. And for Trout Brown, he's got that 4-yard gain there. And Brady Vols, 2 carries for 9 yards and a touchdown. 23 carries, 198 yards for Lincoln North Star. Vols has put it up 5 times. He's 3 of 5, 1 interception, and 1 touchdown. 44 yards through the air, 198 on the ground. 242 in the first half for Lincoln North Star, 13 first downs, 2 penalties for 15 yards, 1 punt for 35 yards, and their only turnover was the Hail Mary interception at halftime. For Kearney High, Zach Maloli, 10 carries, 50 yards and a touchdown. Trey Young, 1 carry, negative 4 yards. Taylor Fish, 4 carries, 28 yards. Each quarterback has been sacked once, had a team fumble for negative 3. So 15 we better readjust that. That is 16 rushing attempts for 71 yards here in the first half. On the arm of Taylor Fish, he's put it up 11 times, completed 7 of those, 7 of 11, no interceptions, 1 touchdown, 84 through the air, 71 on the ground, 155 yards for Kearney High, 7 first downs. They have punted the ball twice for an average of 42 yards, 1 penalty, a 15-yard face mask on the second play of the game. 10:45, an 11-yard run by Zach Lomason, completed an 80-yard four-play drive to start the game, and the extra point block by Zach Maloli made it 6-0 North Star. Then Brady Bowles, on a pass play, got out of there. He was looking, and then all right all the time. Then when he looked left, there wasn't a receiver, and there wasn't any defense, and he took off and ran it in. He went for the two-point conversion, no good. 1:05 to go first quarter, it's 12-0. Kearney gets on the board in the second quarter on a 6-yard pass from Taylor Fish to Tyrell Shields. Spencer Lindsay's kick makes it 12-7. Answering right back is North Star as Bowles hooks up with Colin Miller. Third and goal at the 13, a 13-yard touchdown pass. Adam Myros hits the kick, 19-7 with 4:17 to go. Kearney moves it down, and Zach Maloli's 5-yard run, and Lindsay's kick makes it 19-14. And that's where we're at the half. And you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report on KKPR. Kearney gets the ball when we come back.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, Dr. Wilkinson provides comprehensive care in the areas of total joint replacement surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Qdoba knows how to make a burrito stand out above the crowd. Starting with a thin shell always steamed, then piled high with meat or chicken, rice with lime and cilantro, cheese, and all the other fillings you want. Qdoba on the corner of 25th and 2nd in Kearney. Proud to serve all your teams. Buses welcome.
And Doug Duda and Tony Davis are ready to get things going here in the second half. And Tony, Lincoln North Star, looks like they're going to be off sides here as they get lined up to boot it away and have to re-kick it.
Yeah, the Bearcats will certainly take that. They'll back them up five and do it again. So Maloli, along with number six, Spencer Lindsay, they'll move up about the 10-yard line to field this ball. Hopefully come down a little bit shorter than at the 15, gives the Bearcats a good field position here.
19-14, we get the second half underway here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. And they are finally ready to boot it away again from the 35, and this will be returnable, it looks like. Lindsay's going to take it at the 4, right hash 10, 15, 20. No blocks, 22-yard line, and down he goes. The only guy that was kind of in the way of anybody that time was Zach Maloli, and so there was nothing that Lindsay could do. It'll be marked at the 23, first and 10.
Yeah, the first man there, Mitch Hunt, for the Navigators. Yeah, you wanted a good field position, and, boy, you didn't really get what you wanted there.
First down and 10 for the Bearcats. Chance to keep things going. It looks like it's going to be a shootout, and that means you can't give up very many possessions here without getting in the end zone. And Kearney High, two touchdowns, two punts. Three touchdowns, one punt for North Star. And this time they will move the tight end Dylan Miller from right to left. Fish will take the snap, give it to Maloli, and he runs into a pile right at the 25-yard line and bounces off of it and dives forward, gets a couple.
Yeah, that's all Maloli there. He was stood up right at the line of scrimmage, somehow got his momentum going back forward and got everything on his own. But the good job, by a good push by the defensive line that time.
Going to bring up second down and 8 yards to go here. Ball at the 25. Again, not a lot of change in what we've seen offensively. Usually four wides and a shotgun. Fish back to pass. Short pass completed the 31. He gets it to Shields. He's going to stay in bounds to about the 34-yard line. Might have enough for the first down. Good call there by Kearney. Shields has been going downfield. They've been giving him a big cushion. And this time they just throw about a 3-yard pass, which he turns upfield for about five more, and it's going to be a first down.
Yeah, very conservative play call that time. But Fish, just a big physical kid, takes the ball, gets where he needs to go, and first down Bearcats.
Opening drive of the second half. Kearney High looking to get their first lead of the ball game. And Fish going to roll to his left, pressure from the backside, throws back against the grain, and it is incomplete, almost hauled in at the 42-yard line, Tony. That pass was behind the intended receiver, Spencer Lindsay. Again, batted it around a little bit, which is dangerous. You're trying to catch it, but it also lets the defense close on you, and incomplete.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Doug. He almost kept that ball alive too long. The defensive back could have snatched that up, but Fish, under immense pressure back there, did a good job of hanging in there until the very last second.
Second down and 10, Bearcats on the near sideline, near their sideline, near hash, near their sideline. A little more motion here from Kearney. On second down, they'll hand it to Maloli. He goes against the grain to the 40 and fights forward to about the 41-yard line. Boy, Zach looking good so far here in this drive, and that's going to be a gain of nearly 7 yards.
Yeah, Rubileski in on the stop for the Gators, along with number four, Brandon Krause, 170-pound senior, bringing him down.
Ball will be spotted between the 40 and 41-yard line. 19-14 the score. Lincoln North Star leads it by 5 here on Classic Hits 98.9. Split out wide to the right, Tyler Shields. They basically put two guys on him all the time with some bracket coverage. Back to pass. Going to throw on a little tight end drag to the 46-yard line, and it's going to be caught by Dylan Miller for a first down.
Yeah, good job by Dylan Miller. People right on him that time. Number 5 running right with him. That was Zach Lomason. But Miller, much a bigger physical receiver, goes up and takes the ball right out of the air.
So another Bearcat first down. Moving it little by little. Shortening the game also would help Kearney High, I think, a little bit, considering what we saw in that first half. Yeah, if you bust a 60-yarder, so be it. But Carney High will send out wide to the left side. Joey Green shields wide to the right. First down and 10 at their own 46-yard line. Snap goes to Fish low. He's going to keep it himself and just looking for anything he can get. It's going to get to about the 48. Maybe they'll give him the 49, but gain of just a couple.
Up there for the Gators, Mark Rodriguez, 230-pound senior, comes just from a nose guard position, guard position. They're shifting him around up there, but Fish not much there. Now they got Rubileski, moves over to a defensive end, comes from that linebacker position. He's in a down lineman now.
Back to pass, Fish again throws it underneath and throws it behind his intended receiver at the 45-yard line. Trying to make the catch was Lundgren. And it'll bring up third down and 9. So when Fish has been off the mark, Tony, it's been short tonight, not long.
Yeah, Doug, and really the receiver has no chance at that ball well thrown low and behind in both.
Class A football tonight on KKPR. And the Bearcats looking to get a win and possibly securing a home playoff berth. You would think that would be the case with a win tonight, but they trail 19-14, 39 at their own 48. Fish three-step drop, throws over the middle, complete, 45, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, and down to the 12-yard line is Joey Green.
Great job. Fish stands in that pocket, and then somehow he kind of goes a short, quick release, so he's not hit at all, and just fires a strike to Green. Green catches it in stride, makes an initial man miss, and down the field he went.
Man, that deep slant route is working real good right now for Kearney High. May see it later. And, yeah, Fish, he is not scared to stay in the pocket. First and 10 at the 13, Malole right up the middle, and he's going to be hit by the linebacker Romero at the 11. It's going to be a gain of 2.
Well, you're thinking maybe some of this banging is going to slow Romero down on the offensive side of the ball, too. He's the first man there and involved in a lot here.
8:45, opening drive of the second half. Kearney High trying to take the lead. They're down 19-14. They've been down by 12 points on two occasions. Second down and 9 at the Navigator 11-yard line. Twins to the left. Maloli, no. Fish going to keep it to the right side, and he's going to get to the 10 to the 9. The ball is fumbled and covered by Kearney at the 3. Oh, it stayed in bounds, and Kearney is going to cover it at the 3 with Tyler Shields.
Well, you don't want to try that at home, folks. That's a dangerous thing, but there were all white jerseys around him, 5 of them, attacking Fish, and somehow the ball squirts out of there, and Shields, the only man there to fall on it.
Well, Tyler Shields has made 3 big plays today for Kearney, 2 big plays for Kearney.
Actually, I think if Shields would have known that nobody was around him, he'd have probably scooped it up and walked into the end zone. So I don't know if you can advance that, though.
Third down and 1. And again, they stay out of the shotgun, even in the short yardage situations. Third and 1 at the 3. Malole, right side. Malole keeps the legs going. He's got the first down, but he's going to be short of the end zone. First and goal at the 2.
Yeah, good. You know, not much there. The defensive line did a good job of standing people up and everybody flowing to the ball. That's one thing. When Kearney's had to make tackles on their offense, it's been one-on-one tackles. You haven't saw the gang tackling you saw from this Gator defense.
First down and goal. The ball at the 2-yard line. Even though the scoreboard says second down, Fish out of the shotgun, going to give it to Maloli. He is hit, he spins, he's into the end zone. Touchdown, Bearcats! He was hit hard by Krause, but Maloli won the battle and bounced off that initial contact and gets in, and Kearney leads it 20-19.
That's just good power running by Maloli. Great job. Once he hits that line of scrimmage, he hits that hole so hard, and you know, he didn't need much on there, but he got all of it.
And they will go for 1. 2 could put them up 3, but they're going to go for the 1-point kick here midway through the third quarter. The way the game's going, probably the right decision here for Coach Kuhl. Snap back, kick on the way by Spencer Lindsay, and plenty good. 7:44 to go in the third quarter, and Kearney scores on the opening drive of the second half. Bearcats 21, Lincoln North Star 19 on KKPR.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour. Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Stop by Sonic for happy hour every day from 2 to 4. Get your favorite drink for half price. Well, for half price, you can get the whole team their favorite drinks at Sonic and Kearney. Proud supporter of all the area high school sports teams. Sonic, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney, your ultimate drink stop.
And welcome back to Foster Field. Again, we want to thank Athletic Director Mark Armstrong and Rich Broderson, UNK, for their hospitality and allowing us to bring you tonight's high school football game. The Bearcats have erased an early 12-0 deficit. It was also 19-7. They scored the last two touchdowns on virtually the last possession of the first half, first possession of the second half, although in that final minute 20, North Star was able to get it to the Kearney 42-yard line before the Hail Mary on the last play was intercepted. So 7:44 to go, third quarter, Kearney 21, Lincoln North Star 19. And here's Lindsay to boot it away. The wind's actually kind of at his back here, and the kick will go into the end zone and a touchback. First down and 10.
Well, any time you'll take that. They've had trouble. They've tried a pooch kick. They've had trouble, you know, almost springing a big one on that last return. So you get that ball into the end zone, give it to them at the 20-yard line, you'll do that every time.
So now Lincoln North Star gets their first crack on offense. And again, this, if you're just joining us, has been the story. Lincoln North Star has been moving the ball very, very well, and they're doing it with big plays. Brady Bowles lines up in the I formation again, and just about every play they're shifting. Kearney High now shifting defensively here. More motion on this first play, and they'll simply hand it up the middle. Romero doesn't get anything.
Yeah, much better job. We talked about that defensive line. Needed to get more involved. That time, number 65 fires through, and Kowalski, Grady Kowalski, great job of getting penetration. And then once that happened, it disrupts everything and lets everybody flow to the football.
What a chess match it was. North Star, always somebody in motion. That time, Kearney made the biggest adjustment we'd seen all game defensively, and then they ran another man in motion. So Bowles from the quarterback spot to the senior in command of his troops. And this time, Bowles is going to hand it off to his high back again. Romero finds a little bit of room, but not much. Stood up at the 23 and driven backwards. It'll be 3rd and 7.
And all of a sudden, the gang tackling I talked about that wasn't there for the Bearcats, they got 6 blue jerseys around the football, Doug.
Now they have figured something out, and it looks like we got an injury.
Well, you don't get a whole half of football on Brad Archer very often where he's just shaking his head. He'll dial up something. He's a crafty old veteran.
Spencer Lindsay looks like he might have been the one that got stepped on or his bell rung just a little bit. He's going to have to come out of the ball game, and Josh Smith will check in to take his place here on a passing down for Lincoln North Star. 3rd and 7 at their own 23-yard line on their opening offensive possession. Trips to the left side. It's going to be a little bubble screen. 25 and crashing through to make the tackle. No gain on the play. The Bearcats come flying through there in green. I believe it was. It got him, Tony.
It was Green or Josh Smith. One of the two, Doug. A great job of fighting off. It was Green on the play, yes. Good tackle. He fought off. It was a one-on-one block. He just shoved that block, got off that block, and made the tackle. Great job. That's what you want, one-on-one on the outside like that.
So just the second punt of the ball game now for Lincoln North Star. The ball spotted at the 24-yard line, and the kick is away. It'll be, there's almost some interference there. Caught at the 42 and nowhere to go. Actually going to lose a yard, maybe back to the 41-yard line. It's going to be a 34-yard punt and a loss of 1 on the return. The Navigators just about ran into the ball while it was still in the air. I'm surprised we didn't see a flag there.
Yeah, the wind really is swirling, Doug, because it looked like the wind was blowing against that ball. It was actually going back towards where they kicked it from, but you look at the flag, it still looks like it's out of the south.
So good field position here for Kearney. 1st and 10 at their own 40. They have the ball in the lead for the first time tonight, 21-19. 6:07 to go, third quarter. Fish back to pass. He's got a man open. He had two men open, and he's going to go to his favorite receiver, Tyler Shields, at the 47. I thought he was going to chuck it to Sherbel there, but he throws it over to his big fella.
Sherbel saying, what's wrong with me?
It probably gets old, but as long as you're winning football games and doing what you're supposed to do, that's the fun part. It's going to be a gain of 7, 2nd and 3.
It's just fun to watch people catch passes, isn't it?
don't know what you're talking about. 5:35 to go, and don't forget tomorrow, the Huskers take on Oklahoma State. The Breeze, 94.5 FM, has the pregame at 9:30, kickoff on ABC at 2:37. Second three Bearcats at their 47. It's Maloli time, and Maloli gets to midfield and into North Star territory at the 49. It'll have enough for the first down. Gain of four. Zach now has 68 yards in the football game on 16 carries, 18 of that on six carries here in the third quarter.
Well, Mark Rodriguez is the one that brings him down, Doug, but once again, I think you're starting to see the Bearcats impose their will a little bit and wear this Navigator team down. There's bigger and bigger holes, and Rodriguez not slowed him down. That's a huge play for the Bearcats.
Well, we talked about quickness. Sometimes quickness, you can't be too big to be quick. And maybe that's what is happening right now to North Star. First and 10 at the Navigator 49-yard line. Fish going to keep it himself. Trying to get to the right corner. 45, shakes a tackle, runs over a man. 43, 42, 41. Out of bounds he goes. Great run by Taylor Fish, who's getting some head slapping from his teammates. And it's going to be second down and short.
Yeah, a run like that fires everybody up. Maloli even coming over, give him a pat on the butt and saying, way to run tough. There were three, four people that had shot at him, and Fish just kept knocking them down.
Fish actually has 38 yards rushing on six carries. One of those a sack. Second down and a yard and a half here for the Bearcats. They're going to shift Tyler Shields to the left side of the formation. He hasn't been over there very much at all tonight. And the snap, Fish looking for him. Shields turns, the ball's there. He juggles, he catches, he breaks the tackle at the 30, the 20, the 15, and he'll be shoved out of bounds inside the 15-yard line. First and 10. That was a timing pattern. The ball almost got there too quick.
There's a block down the field. Trey Young cracked back on somebody. He is slow to get up over there. I'll try and get a number for you, but Trey Young just absolutely hammered somebody. The person he hammers was Joey Nunez, number 54. One of those, it was about 15 yards away from the play. I think Coach Cool saying, let's not make that block right there and get a penalty. Don't give him a reason to throw a flag here when we've got so much positive going on.
Bearcats 21, Lincoln North Star 19. 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. And the Bearcats knocking on the door again. First and 10 at the Navigator 15-yard line. Motion left to right. Is going to be Young, back to pass, under pressure, throwing fade route for Shields, and he's tackled. It's pass interference one way. Both of them were fighting for that one at the goal line, and they both go to the ground, and you've got to think that this is going to be defensive pass interference.
Yeah, they're going to get interference on Colin Miller, number 11, down there. Yeah, he tried to come back with a football, and it looked like Miller just drug him down.
The official word is pass interference on the defense.
Miller shaking his head, saying, "No, that's not the right call. I disagree, but whether you like it or not, you know, I just cannot believe this score. 17 for Holdridge right now, 0 for McCook.
Pass interference on the defense. We're waiting for the official walk off of the yardage, which will well, they only walked off about 4 yards. That's not right. It's a half the distance to the goal line penalty here, boys.
I think they're going to talk. Oh,
Coach Waller is way out on the field. Today named the head coach of the North Shrine team. And now they move it up to about the 8-yard line. So an 8-yard penalty on the pass interference. First and goal for the Bearcats. Up by two. Fish again sends his man in motion, Green. He'll fake the handoff. No, he'll give it to Maloli, who's in all kinds of trouble. They back him up behind the 15 and drag him down for a huge loss. Tony Northstar set them all. If Fish wanted to throw the fade there, it would have been one-on-one and nobody else would have been around. And a timeout for equipment as rolled up on a little bit there with Zach Lomason. But boy, big loss on the play back to the 14-yard line. Second and goal from the 14, 6-yard loss.
Yeah, they moved Creighton Morris, their big guy, out on Shields that time, but you're right. They did fire everybody through it right immediately. As soon as Maloli got that ball, he was bellying back, and you're going, uh-oh.
Oh, let's readjust that. The 19-yard line, Tony, an 11-yard loss on the play. So they didn't give him anything. They gave him the whole time that they were shoving him backwards there. Not the best spot for Kearney, but so be it, as Lundgren and Trey Young go left, and to the right, you have got Ziegler and or Sherbel and the Shields. They throw to Shields, post pattern, end zone, touchdown, Kearney High. A little stop and go, and it's a 19-yard touchdown pass. Fish right on the hands. It was actually juggled a little bit, but Shields still had three or four steps to haul that in.
Well, Doug, I don't understand that matchup. They go back, and then once again, they get Colin Miller. It's about 5'8" on Shields, 6'4". Shields is going to win that battle 98% of the time. He wins that one.
And Kearney High will send out their place kicker and Spencer Lindsay to attempt the extra point and try and give Kearney a 9-point lead. Here's the snap, the placement, the kick is on the way, and once again, the kick is good. 3:05 to go in the third quarter, and Kearney has scored 21 unanswered. It's the Bearcats, 28. Lincoln North Star 19 will have the kickoff right after this on Classic Hits.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
60-yard drive for the Kearney Bearcats. They took over at the 40 after the punt. They march it right down the football field. Tony, remember, Lincoln North Star has to win. They're 5-3. Usually you think every 5-4 team in Class A makes the playoffs. Lincoln North Star feels they have to win to get into the playoffs, and now they trail 28-19 after they were up 19-7.
Yeah, there's no doubt from the Gators' standpoint. They must win to get in, and they're crossing their fingers to be a 14 or 15 seed, so there is no room for error here.
Well, the bad news is now it's a two-possession game because they missed the extra point to start the game. Zach Maloney blocked it. They went for two. They didn't get it. And now Lindsay will boot it away. Drifting at the two, slipping and losing a shoe. Uh-oh. 10, 15.
Oh, no.
Without a shoe, 20, 25. And Romero comes all the way up to the 30-yard line with one shoe.
Coach Cool, I'm sure, is not very pleased. They had him at about the 19, 20, 21-yard line. They just bust out of a pile.
Was that, excuse me, that might not have been, that wasn't Romero, that was Devon Brown carrying the football because he's the one that lost the shoe and he's the one that got up the field. So Romero was leading the block and Devon Brown brings the football up to the 31-yard line. That would have been Sports Center stuff there if he scores with one shoe. But right now, North Star, for the first time all night, is in trouble. They're down 28-19. Motion, handoff, draw play, big block in the backfield, a D-cleater, 35 and up to the 37-yard line. A motion man and a linebacker blitzing or safety blitzing got wiped out.
Doug, after a 40-minute rain delay in North Platte, that game has resumed in the second quarter. With the Bulldogs leading 17, Fremont Tigers 7. So just getting started again in the second quarter.
Romero, a 7-yard gain up to the 38-yard line. Will be second down and 3 for the Navigators, who send trips to the right side. One man in the backfield. Toss sweep right side to Lobison. Lobison looks for a block, and he is drugged down from behind by Sherable again. He's going to get some yardage. He's going to have enough, it looks like, for the first down at the 43. But his momentum stopped in a hurry. He turned the corner and then was dragged down by the back of his jersey.
Still says night and day difference, this defense here in the second half and what we saw in the first half. Did a good job of making adjustments because they're slowing everything down. Those big plays aren't there. Those holes aren't there like they were in the first half.
Yeah, Lincoln North Star scored touchdowns on three of their first four drives tonight, 11 yards, 25 yards, and then a 13-yard pass play. On first down and 10, they want to throw. Bowles got a man behind the defense, and it is going to be caught and doubled and caught again at the 30, the 20. Krause dragging defenders with him, 15-10, down to the 8. Great catch by Brandon Krause, first and goal, North Star.
His helmet comes off in the process. He just kept those legs going. Somebody's got something paying off from the weight room there because he was dragging people down the field.
A 42-yard reception, and it's first and goal, Navigators at the 8. That's the kind of play Lincoln North Star was looking for.
And I apologize to the Bearcats for jinxing that deal. I said the big plays had been eliminated. Well, there's a big play for the Navigators.
Down to a minute 25 to go, third quarter. Kearney 28, Lincoln North Star 19. Three wides. They'll put Bowles in the shotgun right to his left side. It's going to be Lomason again. Man in motion. Miller, quarterback keeper Bowles trying to get to the right side. He'll get to the 5. He'll get to the 1. He'll get to the end zone. I don't know. One official wants to give a touchdown. I think the other official's been watching too much TV and said his knee was down at the inch line. It's going to be first and goal.
Well, regardless, they're in business right here. This looks like a quarterback. This is when you're playing with your brothers in the backyard, and the little brother says, is it the one-inch line? Okay, this is the one-inch line.
This is definitely it. So good run there by Bowles. Had enough of a block from Hausch's wide receiver to turn up field. First and goal at the one. Quarterback sneak into the end zone. Touchdown, North Star. The second rushing touchdown tonight for Brady Bowles, 28-25.
I suppose you go out here and kick this extra point. You started chasing points early, and now they've got you behind the eight ball here a little bit.
Still a lot of football to go after Kearney really had taken what seemed all the momentum here. They had scored 21 straight. North Star had quit doing anything, and then they get three first downs on this drive and have cut it to a 3 and looking to cut it to a 2-point game right here on the quarterback sneak. Here's the extra point attempt by Myros. It is on the way. This one is up, and it is good. With 35 seconds to go in the third quarter, and a must-win for Lincoln North Star, they're back on the board. Kearney 28, Lincoln North Star 26. We'll be right back on KKPR.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand-name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
You are listening to a high school football final Friday night edition on Classic Hits 98.9, the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Doug Doodle along with Tony Davis, our producer engineer Stacy Johns. Don't forget at the end of the game tonight, the Misco Sports postgame show with all the final stats, plus our Friday night scoreboard show this evening with the latest scores from across the state. And North Star is going to boot it into the end zone here for a touchback. And Kearney will have it at the 20-yard line, first down and 10.
They're always interested when they do the extra point deal. The Navigators always come out and everybody goes the left-hand side of the field other than the guy that snaps the ball and the kicker and a wide receiver to the right side of him. Then they yell something out and everybody comes to the middle and then they go into the regular formation. You normally see them kick the ball. Why do they do that?
The fake swinging gait. The Bearcats with the ball. And a two-point lead could be the final play of the third quarter if they keep it on the ground, which they will to Maloli. And North Star sells out, and he's going to lose a yard. He didn't even get back to the line of scrimmage. So we've seen some changes now from North Star. They've made some adjustments both offensively and defensively here in the last series. And Maloli's going the wrong way.
Yeah, let's see if they could try and go back to that short, flat passing game or go back to that deep slant, not deep slant, over the middle.
It's a moderate slant,
there you
I think
go.
Is what you'd say. It's not a 5-yarder and it's not a 25-yarder, but right about a 15-yarder. They've hooked on that a couple of times, and it's been bread and butter, and the clock will wind down to triple zeros, and there is one quarter left in the season for Lincoln North Star, unless they can outscore Kearney by more than 2 in the fourth quarter. It's the Bearcats, 28, and the Navigators, 26. You're listening to high school football on Classic Hits, 98.9.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
And we get the fourth quarter underway. The Bearcats have it second and 11, and before they can get the play going, we've got a penalty flag. And Tony, it's been very clean tonight. Three penalties, 23 yards for Lincoln North Star. One penalty, 15 yards. And that was a face mask on Kearney on the second play of the game. And we've got illegal procedure here, Kearney's second penalty.
Yeah, now Kearney's faced with a second and 16 starting this fourth quarter.
Well, we've seen the momentum. Start with North Star, go to Kearney. Now maybe back to North Star a little bit.
If you're North Star and you're behind right now, do you want that second put back on the clock?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. They don't review it unless it's the last second, Tony. Remember that?
That's right.
Second and 16, Bearcats at their own 14-yard line. And the snap is low, back to pass. Taylor Fish under pressure. He's going to be hit and almost got away, but they grab him by the arm. He's still fighting for everything he can get. He's going to be sacked on the play, and getting in there to make the sack is going to be Landon Young of the Navigators. And it's going to be third and long here for Kearney inside the 10 at the 9 at a loss of 5.
Yeah, Young just wouldn't let go. Fish was fighting to get away. Young had too much of a handful of jersey.
Second sack of the night for Lincoln North Star. Bearcat fans trying to make some noise for their team, but it is now third down and 20 yards to go. They need to get to the 30. They're at their own 10. Well, they don't want to do anything crazy. Let's see what they do here. Taking a while to get this play off.
Throwing up for Shields.
It's just going to be a quarterback keeper over the right side. 10, 15, hit hard at the 15, and that's what Taylor Fish is going to get. A 5-yard gain and a punt coming up for the Bearcats. So Kearney didn't want to do anything that would give North Star the ball deep in their territory. But again, I asked Coach Mark Waller this. I asked Brandon Cool this a little bit.
Duck, look who gets up walking very, very gingerly. That's Romero, number 24, from the bottom of that pile.
Definitely the case, Tony, and they kind of blow the play dead, try and get him off the field, and he's not even going to make it to the end of the field, and he is going to be...
Well, there's two...
Krause is down, too.
There were eight players. There were eight white jerseys and Fish. And Fish, at the end, the last guys that piled on did slam him to the ground pretty good, but there are people on the bottom of that pile getting hit very, very hard. Ramirez was one of them, Krause was another one, and those guys are both going to come out of the game. That could be... very critical here and crucial here with 10:38 remaining in this contest if you're a Navigator fan.
Spencer Lindsay hasn't had to punt since the first quarter. What wind we have is probably into his face a little bit right now. He stands at his own 1-yard line with the ball marked at the 15. He needs a good one. And the boot is away, and it's a low line drive kick. Didn't go very far, and they'll pick it up at the 49-yard line to the 45 and to the 44. So it's going to be a 34-yard punt. And the return that time by number 25, Jordan Snodgrass, of about 5 yards. First and 10 Navigators at the 44.
Tackle by Trey Anderson. Good tackle. Comes in and comes from the side. Somebody trying to find a hole. He's kind of stutter stepping there, and Anderson just unloaded on him.
So a three and out for the Bearcats after the Navigators score. It's Kearney 28, Lincoln North Star 26. Both teams 4 touchdowns. The difference is Zach Maloli blocked the first extra point attempt for North Star. Then they went for 2 and didn't get it on their second one. They kicked it the last 2 times. Brady Bowles will get under his center, send a man in motion, and again, it's going to be handed off immediately, and Romero is okay. He takes that one and gets a yard.
Like I mentioned, the 8 white jerseys around Fish. Guess who's down on the training table right now getting his knee looked at?
That is the quarterback, Taylor Fish. And that is not what Kearney High wanted to see. It's going to be no gain on the play here. Second down and 10 for Romero. He was 105 yards in the first half. He has 4 carries for 10 yards here in the second half. Second down and 10. Brown in motion. This time they give it to Romero off the right side. And holding on to bring him down at the 44-yard line. Fighting off the block again that time is Elliot Clifford.
they get these one-on-one blocks, and obviously that's something they work on a lot, is shedding those blocks and making tackles. Great tackle, Clifford.
Clifford, the big blue dog, comes in and drops him for a loss of a yard on the play. That's for you, fella. Third and 11. Big chance here. Kearney High can get the ball back with under 9 minutes in the lead and take the momentum back. It is third and 11, North Star at the Kearney 44. Bowles with the shotgun. Might have been some motion. No flag. Pass is tipped and incomplete. They were trying to get it out to Barnes here in the flat when the pass was tipped.
Well, Ziegler just couldn't make, he couldn't get turned around fast enough for the pick.
Maloli was in there, and also number 50, Zach Yoakum, one of those two got their hands on the ball. And it is a punting situation now for North Star. Punt returners are Spencer Lindsay and Trey Anderson. And Trey's going to be to the right side. Short punt, fair catch called for. And the ball is caught at the 20-yard line by Lindsay. It's only a 24. Heck, it's not even that far. Lindsay had to run up as far as he could just to try and catch that one, and his momentum took him near the 23-yard line.
Doug Fish is done. You're going to see McNitt in a quarterback here.
Well, when you're trying to go one way and they're torquing you all the way the other way, that is not good. A 23-yard punt, and the Kearney Bearcats have Taylor Fish over on the sideline in a key situation here in the fourth quarter. So, you're right, Tony. Luke McNitt in there at quarterback for the Bearcats. He'll take the snap, fake the handoff. He's going to run it, and he's going to come over the right side across the 25 to the 26-yard line, just what you don't think they'll do, the Bearcats do, and he's going to pick up 6 yards.
Well, they got a lot of confidence in, you know, you think you put in a sophomore quarterback. Well, the kid is actually 190 pounds. So it's not like you're throwing somebody out there to the wolves. He has a sturdy body. He comes from a pretty fair line of bloodlines. Are pretty good.
6 yards on the play. It'll be second down and 4. 8.5 to go in the game. Kearney 28, Lincoln North Star 26. North Star has to win to get into the playoffs. A win tonight for Kearney probably gets him at home 1 week from tonight. Get out of the shotgun. Low snap. McNick this time hands it to Maloli, and he gets nowhere. He'll lose a yard.
They fired everybody through that time, Doug. Number 22, Ziegler, is on the outside of this. Everybody, no one was around him. He fakes that and throws it out. Ziegler can just hail down a cab and take it for 6 because they sent everybody that time.
Maloli has lost yardage on his last 3 rushing attempts. Third down and 6 now for the Bearcats. More like 5 at the 25-yard line. Third down and 5, 7:40 and counting. Bearcats 28-26. McNitt in on this series at quarterback after Taylor Fish got his knee hurt in the last play of the last series. And McNitt back to pass. Little pressure, going to throw it as far as he can into double coverage for Shields, who makes the catch at the 34. Tyler Shields is all state on that one.
He goes up between two people, but what about the pass from Boo McNitt, the sophomore quarterback, threw that ball, just fired it as far as he could. Shields goes up and makes a play. What a huge play for the Bearcats here with 7:25 left in this contest.
42 yards and a first down for Kearney. Kearney will have it at the 34-yard line. With 7:15 and a chance to eat some more yards here. Fish still over on the training table. It's not like he's trying to walk something off. McNitt doing fine. He's going to keep it himself here. Steps out of one tackle and then gang tackle, thrown backwards, bent over at the 35. He's going to lose 1 yard on the play.
Brandon Krause back in there just trying to rip at that football. I think the North Star, knowing the score here is the end of their season.
Tyler Shields has made some amazing plays here tonight for Kearney High. I don't just mean average, you know, nice play, good catch. I mean, that's a couple of plays tonight that you just don't see. I don't care if you're playing here tomorrow. You're not going to see a catch better than that. Second and 11 at the 35-yard line. McNitt, short drop, throws over the middle. It's complete. 30, 25-yard line. 20-yard line, and it's going to be Josh Smith, down to the 19 for a first down.
That's like
Sherbel down to the 19 for a first down.
That's like McNitz throwing darts right there. Just a quick short arm pass right over the middle. A strike allows the receiver to create everything after that catch on his own. Another well-thrown ball from the sophomore quarterback.
The ball will be at the 19-yard line, so the Bearcats are definitely in field goal range, but a field goal would only make it a five-point game. 28-26 Kearney, 6 minutes to go, halfway through the fourth quarter, first and 10 at the 19. Eight in the box. They'll hand it to Maloli, and he is going to fight for a tough half a yard. He actually busted through two tackles, but there were four guys there. No gain, second and 10 officially.
Yeah, once he popped it outside, Rubalevsky was right there. He thought, maybe I've got away from the contact, and no Rubalevsky right there to cling to him.
Don't forget the Misco Sports postgame show coming up when we're done. And then the Friday night scoreboard show here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, and Grand Island, and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Twins out to the right side, and Sherbel and Young. And now they will send Sherbel to the left side. Fake the handoff. McNitt keeps it. Seam to the right side. Gets to the 15. A gain of four. It'll be third down and six.
There was not a very big hole at all for McNitt. Just darts through it, and now third and very manageable here. You get your full allotment of offense to use. So you can go back and throw the football if you need to, or go back to the running game with Maloli.
From the high school football scoreboard brought to you by Valentino's, in the fourth quarter, Hastings in a lot tougher game than one would think. They lead Northwest 21-14. Aurora pasting York 44-0 in the fourth. Crete 41-0 over Seward after three. Adams Central and Lexington still in a lightning delay. Third and six, Kearney at the 15. And a timeout, Kearney High. That was weird because the snap came back and nobody moved. So timeout called here by the Bearcats. It's the first timeout of the half. 4:31 to go in the final regular season game of the year. The 6-2 Bearcats lead the 5-3 Navigators of Lincoln North Star 28-26. It's third and six at the Lincoln North Star 15 for Kearney when we come back.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
Big play coming up for the North Star defense. They need to hold Kearney to a field goal attempt and give themselves a chance to win the football game. It's third and six, Kearney at the 15-yard line of Lincoln North Star. Luke McNett will take the direct snap up the field. He's going to get hit at the 12. It looked like there was a little more hole than what he had. He's going to get to the 12. It'll be fourth down and three.
That's exactly right, Doug. It looked like that was a first down all the way. Right at the line of scrimmage, it just opened up with those linebackers pinched down. Krause right there. Along with 51, somehow Malafula gets back there as well to stop McNitt. So you're 2 yards short, and pretty easy decision here to put the 3 points on the board. You got Lindsay as a kicker, right?
Yeah, they're going to bring Spencer Lindsay out there for what appears to be a 29-yard field goal attempt to put the Bearcats up by five. The ball is on the left hash. The wind would be blowing into his face at this time. The snap, good. The placement, good. The kick by Lindsay is on the way, and it is good. So, a 29-yard field goal attempt is up, and it is good. And with 3:40 to go in the football game, it is Kearney 31 and Lincoln North Star 26. And we'll have the kickoff right after this. Timeout on Classic Hits.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand-name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
3:40 to go. Lincoln North Star set to receive the kick here from Spencer Lindsay. And they, again, Tony, the big play possibilities are all over the place tonight.
Yeah, they really are. And the Bearcats did a much better job this second half of slowing them down. They've eliminated the big running plays. They've given up a big pass play, though, on that last drive that scored a touchdown. Here, the only score that the North Star has put up the second half.
Give credit to Luke McNitt. He helped coming off the bench there for the injured Taylor Fish and got him some points on the board. Of course, Shields is a big part of that. The kick's going to go back to the 2, to the 10, to the 15, and Brown didn't get very far. He's not going to make the 20. He's going to be pushed down around the 18-yard line in front of the North Star bench. And so if North Star is going to take the lead, they're going to have to march 82 yards. They've got all their timeouts and 3:32 to go in the ballgame.
Yeah, Ingersoll and Schutte in on the stop, a whole host. They slow them down, and then a whole host of blue jerseys. Interestingly enough, McNick goes off. He's on the kickoff team. So he comes out of quarterback, and he's your starting quarterback. He's out on the kickoff team.
So Bowles is 1 of 3 in the second half. That makes him 4 of 8 in the football game with an interception and a touchdown. He'll roll to his right. He wants to throw, looking for a wheel route. He's hit. He's sacked at the 12-yard line. It was a long developing play, and the wheel route forcing the sack. And
yeah.
Trey Young, I believe, was the one that got him, Tony.
I think it was Trey Young and Jackson Gannon back there as well. Good job. It took a he escaped one guy but couldn't get away from the other two Bearcats right back there.
They're going to give him the 13-yard line, so it's a loss of about 5 on the play. It is the second sack of the night for the Kearney Bearcats.
And Fish will not return. His shoulder pads are down off here. He's standing with the ice on the right knee.
And they cannot afford, you would think, to lose him next week. Here is a sweet little pass play out to the sideline. They're just shoving him out of bounds. Is going to be Trey Anderson into the hands of Krause at about the 19, between the 19 and the 20, so a 6-yard gain.
Well, which is that, you know, that's just fine if you're a Bearcat fan because he kept him in bounds there. They ruled him in bounds. The clock continues to run.
Well, Lincoln North Star just hasn't had the ball that much here in the second half. Haven't been able to move it. Had the one good drive that got him on the board there with the Bulls quarterback sneak, a 42-yard pass to Krause. Was the key play. And now it is 3rd down and 8. And we have got whistles. And I think we're going to get a timeout here. Maybe a defensive timeout.
Yeah, Brandon went out, stalked to the side of Fish. We'll get a timeout right before that. Doug, interestingly enough, well, the athletic director, Mark Armstrong, is down here. Looks like he's looking at his phone. He actually went out and said something to the official and made the motion like, try and keep this going. I don't know if weather is approaching us or not, but with only 2 minutes, you sure hate to stop the game at this point if it was lightning or what.
Well, we couldn't see it. It would be behind us here at Foster Field. It would be coming from the west and the south, and we wouldn't be able to see it. 2:08 to go in the ball game, and it is 31-26 Kearney, 3rd and 8, facing Lincoln North Star. Coming out of this timeout.
Now the official's going to go over there and talk to Mr. Armstrong and not sure what else they could be discussing. Obviously, our back is to the west here. We cannot see to the southwest of us in the press box here.
And he has one of the lightning detector units over there, does Mr. Armstrong. So here we go, 3rd and 9 out of the timeout. There's only 2:08 to go. Out of the shotgun, Bowles back to snap. He throws it over the middle, and it's knocked down and almost intercepted. Anderson had it right in his hands at the 35. Oh, he was so excited. And it'll be 4th down for Lincoln North Star. They've got all their timeouts. Do they punt?
Well, that's an interesting decision, but Anderson could end this game. He cannot believe he did not come down with that football right to him.
It is 4th down. The ball is at the 19, and, well, now they're going to go for it because North Star has just called a timeout to discuss the play. So the whole season is here, because if you've been with us at all tonight, you know that Lincoln North Star has to win the game to make the playoffs and keep their season alive. They're either going to be 6-3 or they're going to be 5-4 and be over for the season. The Bearcats are either going to be 7-2 or head to the playoffs at 6-3. 6-3 would most likely get them on the road. 2:02 to go. We'll be right back. Kearney by 5.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Well, the whole season right now hangs on this play. Lincoln North Star, it is fourth down and 9 at their own 19-yard line, trailing Kearney 31-26. Bowles, the quarterback, the Kearney High fans come to their feet. Three wide, man in motion from left to right is Krause. The snap back a little high. He's got it. He's got time. Pump fake. Now he's going to take off and run. He doesn't have room. 25. Oh, nice cut back to the 29. First down. Bulls, 1-on-5, found a way to get the last 3 yards that he needs. It's a 10-yard gain, and the season's still alive for North Star.
Great cut back by Bulls. He did that all on his own. It looked like the Bearcats had enough people there. He just made a cut and dove for all he had, and it was enough for the first down.
Oh, man. Pulled it down, and took off. Ball will be marked at the 30-yard line. First and 10, clock running a minute, 40 to go. Krause will come to the left side. A little confusion about where they need to be set at. Move the running back from left to right and back to pass Bowles. He's going to go to the sideline, and it's off the hands of Kearney High. Zach Pololi jumped the route, and the pass is incomplete. So that's two chances Kearney has had here in the last three plays for an interception.
Maloli now sick. You know, there's two passes they've had right in their chest. Like, it's not like they're getting a hand on an outstretched arm on the ball. These have been right in their chest.
1:31 to go in the ball game, and the lightning that has been to the west is almost here. In fact, we may have actually seen a flash. Nobody wants to call this game right now. It is second down and 10 at their own 30 for North Star. Bowles back to pass. Looking over the middle, trying to set up a screen, and it is incomplete off the hands of Zach Lomason. And right now, North Star, who is doing everything right in the first half, maybe the nerves have set in because they've had a couple of plays here that they just didn't convert that normally, you know, second quarter of the eighth game of the season they would have. Here in the fourth quarter of the ninth game, they're having problems. And Bowles is just 1 of 5 here in the fourth quarter for 6 yards.
Look, that screen pass was set up beautifully, but those linemen still got to engage those guys for a half a second. Everybody just came through.
Howe should motion to the left side. He hasn't really been part of the ball game at all. Third and 10. Now a triple shift from left to right. That gives him a bunch to the right side. Rolling that way is Bowles. Under pressure, he throws as he's hit. It's intercepted! Kearney's got it at the 45. Spencer Lindsay, and the Bearcats should win it with a minute 17 to go.
Well, the third time's a charm here for the Bearcats in this one. They had two opportunities before. Bulls did a great job of waiting. He had a guy draped all over him from the outside. I think it was Kowalski, and I hope I'm getting that number right. He was stiff-arming him and trying to look down the field and get rid of the football. Waited as long as he could, and then he released it right to a Bearcat.
What a play. And again, Bowles was being kind of drugged. He only had the throwing arm free. Kearney High will not go to the victory formation because North Star still has two timeouts. Luke McNick takes the snap because Taylor Fish was injured a series ago. He led them to the field goal last series, and he's just trying to run it forward. He will not get anything on this one. In fact, maybe lose a yard. North Star will call the timeout. So McNitt going to lose a yard, but he came in, was 2 for 2 for 58 yards. He ran it 4 times for 12 yards on his only drive of the ball game. And with 1:11 to go, Kearney 31, North Star 26. We'll be right back on KKPR.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Don't forget the Misco Sports postgame show coming up, the Friday night scoreboard show coming up as well, so stay with us. Minute 11 to go. Kearney trying to run out the clock. Second and 11. They'll give it to Maloli, and he is going to get back to the line of scrimmage before being brought down there. Nice tackle. Shooting through is the man, Alex Romero, and North Star will use their final timeout, Tony. 31-26 Bearcats, a minute 3. It'll be 3rd and 11 at the North Star 46-yard line. Let's go to the scoreboard. Brought to you by Valentino's. Silver Lake 52, Lawrence Nelson 41 after 3. Hastings High now up 28-14 over Northwest in the 4th. St. Paul burying O'Neill 41-3 early in the 4th quarter. Norfolk leading Lincoln Southwest 21-10 in the 4th. Late 4th, Axtell leading Kennesaw 20-14. And those are the very latest scores that we have for you from high school football. And
I was just going to say, I know one that will disappoint you in Major League Baseball. Top of the 6th, Texas leads the New York Yankees 5-1.
And that game currently airing on ESPN Radio 1460. So if you want to hear the end of that one.
When we're done.
Well, yeah, when we're done. Right now, though, Kearney has it 3rd and 11 to 46. Trying to run clock here. North Star will not be able to take a timeout. Maloli, big hole up the middle, got across the 40 and almost to the first down at the 39. Almost an interesting choice now for Kearney High because they can run this clock down to about 25 seconds, but it's going to be 4th and about 4, a 7-yard gain for Maloli. And they'll run it down here and then probably take the timeout and have Lindsay.
They'll probably just take the penalty.
Kearney High does not want to risk giving North Star the ball between the 35 and the 40-yard line. So they are letting the clock run down, and there is going to be the delay of game. In fact, the back judge doing a pretty good job of a long 5 count there. It took 8 seconds. And Kearney High will call the timeout. It wasn't even a delay of game, so neither team has a timeout remaining. 20 seconds to go, 31-26 Bearcats. We'll be right back.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Buckman is fellowship trained in the treatment of the hand, wrist, and elbow. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
Welcome back to beautiful Foster Field on the campus of the University of Nebraska at Kearney. 20 seconds to go in the game. Kearney 31, Lincoln North Star 26. The Bearcats have it 4th and 4 at the North Star 38. They line up in punt formation. Tony, you got to think that Kearney's going to try to do something to draw them off sides. As Lindsay will stand.
They're not rushing this, Doug.
At about the 50. Well, North Star doesn't want to rough him, so there's the snap. There's the boot. That might be good enough to die at the 10, and the catch is fumbled. But I think North Star is back on top of it. We'll see.
They
wanted to make something happen out of it. And
North Star's got the football.
They have the ball at about the 10-yard line, but they've got 90 yards to go, no timeouts, 11 seconds. So Kearney is going to drop back in the prevent after the punt that time.
Shields back here. He's already back here about 30 yards beyond the line of scrimmage.
Traveled 27 yards. They'll mark it at the 12-yard line. Possibility of getting two plays off here for Brady Bowles, whose longest pass, a 42-yarder earlier tonight, was a lot of catch after the run. Bowles back to pass. Taking time, throwing underneath. It is complete. The tackle is made in the field of play, and this football game will be over. Miller makes the catch, and Maloli drags it down, and the Bearcats win it. 31-26, and Lincoln North Star's season will come to an end. The Navigators scored on the opening possession of the ball game. They were up 12-0 and up 19-7. And after being up 19-7, the Bearcats scored 21 in a row and finished it off with a 31-26 victory. But the Bearcats are banged up. We'll have to find out the status of quarterback Taylor Fish, who came out midway through the fourth quarter. I'm sure we'll get an opportunity to talk to the head football coach, Brandon Kuhl, on our Friday night scoreboard show coming up here in about 30 minutes on Classic Hits 98.9. But, Tony, let's face it. I think we both thought in the first half that Kearney was not going to win this football game because Lincoln North Star simply couldn't be stopped. And the adjustments made at half. Big credit to the Bearcats for coming out and then slowing down North Star and giving up just 7 points in the second half.
Yeah, Coach Archer and that defensive staff has been in place here at Kearney for a long, long time, well before Brandon Cool came to Kearney. Fine job. I really had my doubts at halftime. They really had no answers, either through the air or via the running attack that North Star had. They were giving up big plays. They were giving up holes, big holes, and that was really disappointing to see in the first half. And I'm sure nobody was more disappointed than Coach Archer with that. They went in, I don't know what they dialed up, but they mixed everything up. And you take away the one long pass that was a big play they gave up in the second half, Doug, they wouldn't have scored. I really don't think the North Star would have probably scored in the second half.
Kearney had a couple of balls bounce their way. Tyler Shields made two incredible catches tonight for Kearney High to help them get into scoring position twice. One was the field goal here towards the end. One set up a touchdown. But the key drive of this football game was Kearney getting the ball to start the third quarter, and they marched 77 yards in 4 minutes and 16 seconds, and Maloli took it in from 2 yards out, and that gave them the lead at 21-19. And so even if it was going to be a shootout, they knew that they had a little bit going for them here because they scored right before the half to cut it to 19-14 and then got it to start the third quarter, 21-19, and now the Bearcats win it 31-26, and you have to figure that next Friday night they'll be right back here at Foster Field.
Yeah, certainly where they wanted to be all along here. And, you know, the state makes your schedule, and the playoff points are what the playoff points are with who you defeated. You know, everybody looks at that and says, wait a minute, the playoff points, well, the state set that up. The teams that they beat, you know, hadn't had the record that they wanted to, you know, pretty much all year long. And so Kearney needed a win. And you know what? You take a win going into the playoffs and a little bit of momentum anytime you can get it, and the Bearcats got it tonight.
Well, and you can feel a little bit bad for Lincoln North Star because, as we said, you can only do what you do. Kearney's getting helped a bunch by the way Columbus played in the second half of the season, the way Grand Island rallied after a 1-2 start. They were both 6-2 going into the weekend. And Lincoln North Star, Lincoln East is the, I mean, out of the 5 games they won, they crushed everybody but Lincoln East on opening night. They blew out Benson, they blew out Lincoln High, they thumped North Platte, they shut out Fremont last week, 41-0, and none of those teams are winning games. 4 of them were 1-7, and Omaha Benson was 0-8. Their losses, Northeast by 1 in overtime, Norfolk at Norfolk by 8, and then at home to Lincoln Southwest a couple of weeks ago, 28-21, and how Mark Waller is off until he coaches in the Shrine Bowl next summer.
Yeah.
I mean, he knew about that in a while, but today it got out that he is the head coach of the North, and kind of a bittersweet day. I mean, you get one of the highest honors in the state of Nebraska, but yet the kids that you wanted to play next week won't get to. They'll end their season 5-4.
Yeah, I'm sure a bittersweet day for Coach Waller. And of course, all the Central Nebraska ties, I'm sure there's a big following. He came over and watched him from the Phelps County area. His father, Jack, passed away in the last year. Had some health problems towards the end. He's always a guy really involved with American Legion Baseball, umpired for a lot of years. My brother was a catcher. He always called Reggie Yogi. And they always had a chuckle when Reggie's back behind the plate. Jack is a wonderful, wonderful man. And it's always nice to see the Wallers out and about. I mentioned his brother living here in Kearney, working for United Farm and Ranch. And then Mark in to see him before the game. Always real nice to catch up with him a little bit.
Final score, Kearney 31, Lincoln North Star 26. We'll be back with all the final stats. A couple of score updates for you on the Misco Sports postgame show in 1 minute.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Stop by Sonic for happy hour every day from 2 to 4. Get your favorite drink for half price. Well, for half price, you can get the whole team their favorite drinks at Sonic and Kearney. Proud supporter of all the area high school sports teams. Sonic, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney, your ultimate drink stop.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Dine in at Long John Silver's now for the Fresh Side Grill with three delicious fresh side platters, all under 350 calories each. Choose from grilled tilapia, shrimp scampi, or grilled Pacific salmon, all served with long grain rice and steamed vegetable at Long John Silver's in Kearney, proud supporter of all high school sports.
And welcome back to Foster Field. Again, thank you to all the fine sponsors that allow us to follow high school sports throughout the year. And it is time now for the Misco Sports postgame show. As you can tell, it's a little chilly, and folks are wearing their Kearney High gear, their UNK gear, Husker gear that you can all get at Misco Sports, because men's college hoodies are 25% off, NFL hoodies are 25% off, and Misco's has over 40 styles of Husker t-shirts, sweatshirts for men, women, and children, carrying brand name clothing, shoes, and apparel from the likes of Nike, Mizuno, Adidas, and more. Misco Sports open 7 days a week for your shopping convenience on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. Kearney 31, Lincoln North Star 26. Tony, what's some of the other scores that we have on the Valentino's hotline?
After three quarters of play in McCook, Holdridge 20. McCook is 0 in that ball. Being a little bit of a surprise there. Axtell taking a 20-14 lead over Kennesaw. Now that game has been final. Axtell has defeated Kennesaw tonight 20-14. Kind of a head scratcher there as well. Aurora 51, York 0, and a pasting of the Dukes. That's been a regular occurrence this year. Giltner 68, Red Cloud 8. That game has won final. Silver Lake 52, Lawrence Nelson 41 after three quarters of play. That's like a San Diego State BYU going back and forth in the day. Hastings High 28, Grand Island Northwest 14 in the fourth. St. Paul routing O'Neill 41-3 early in the fourth. Norfolk has taken a 21-10 lead in the fourth quarter, meaning Kearney will have a share of the district title if that one ends up like that. Doug, I believe that's all we've got for you. Creek 41, Seward 0. That is after three quarters of play, and that's what we've got.
All right, let's take a look at some of the stats for the ball game tonight on the Misco Sports postgame show. Here's what I had for you on Classic Hits 98.9. Thanks for sticking along with us here for complete coverage of this Friday night football game from Foster Field. Alex Romero, I mean, we'll break it down by half, because if you didn't join us until halftime, it's almost amazing. Alex Romero, first half, 9 carries, 105 yards. Second half, 5 carries, 9 yards. I mean, the time of possession, which we don't keep up here, it was just Kearney immensely. 14 carries, 114 yards to lead the way tonight for Lincoln North Star. Zach Lomason, first half, 10 carries, 67 yards. Second half, 1 carry, 5 yards. Finishes with 11 carries for 72 yards. Andy Tatum, 1 carry, 13 yards. Darian Trout-Brow, 1 carry for 4 yards. And the quarterback, Brady Bowles, sacked twice tonight, had 6 carries, 22 yards, and 2 rushing touchdowns. 33 rushing attempts, 225 yards tonight for the Navigators. Through the air, Bowles was 3 of 5 with an interception and a touchdown in the first half. In the second half, 4 of 9 with an interception. For the ball game, 7 of 14, 2 interceptions and a touchdown, 99 yards through the air, 225 on the ground, 324 yards of total offense tonight for Lincoln North Star, 17 first downs in the ball game, punted it 3 times for an average of about 30 yards, and 2 turnovers in the ball game. 1 true turnover was the last interception there by Spencer Lindsay to seal the deal, basically, with a minute 17 to go. The other interception was a Hail Mary on the last play of the first half. 3 penalties tonight for Lincoln North Star for 23 yards. Tony, it wasn't like they made a lot of mistakes tonight.
No, they really did. Doug, like you said, the tale of two halves. The first half, all the momentum was really on North Star. And just when Kearney would come back, it seemed North Star would punch him in the gut again, take the wind right out of their sails. You get to the second half, though, and Kearney from that, you know, I think any time somebody goes on a drive that doesn't consist of a big play, you know, and they're just 5, 6, 7 yards, and then maybe the slant across the middle is 15, but then they go back and run it against you, pass it against you. I think that's deflating for a defense. And let's be honest, Kearney had 2 passes the first half that could have been picked off. Neither one were. Both got into the hands of Kearney receivers. They had the fumble that Fish made about the 7, which went down to the 3-yard line. Shields right there to fall on the ball. Every break in this ball game went the Bearcats' way, and I think, you know, that's a tribute to the kids and putting themselves in the right position to make some plays. But, hey, the Bearcats came out on top tonight in the second half. really dominated this game.
Well, let's look at the numbers now that I have for Kearney High. They did it more through the air than on the ground tonight. They wanted to run the ball, and they started off okay with Zach Maloli, but they got it done through the air. Zach Maloli, 21 carries, 62 yards, and a two touchdowns in the ball game tonight. Tyler Shields, one carry for 8 yards. It was basically a fumble recovery down at the 3-yard line. Trey Young, one carry, negative 4 yards. Taylor Fish, sacked twice tonight, had 8 carries for 40 yards. Then Luke McKinnon had to come in the last two series after Fish got hurt, 5 carries for 11 yards. There was a team fumble that they recovered for negative 3. So I had Kearney High for 37 rushing attempts, just 114 yards in the football game. Through the air, though, Fish, 7 of 11 the first half. In the second half, this all in the third quarter, 6 of 8, no interceptions and a touchdown. So Taylor Fish was 13 of 19, no interceptions and 2 touchdowns for 188 yards. McNitt was 2 of 2 for 58 yards in the ball game. So as a team passing, Kearney was 15 out of 21 for 2 touchdowns through the air, no interceptions, 246 yards here in the ball game through the air, 114 on the ground, 360 total yards of offense for Kearney High, 15 first downs. They punted it 4 times for an average of about 34 yards per punt tonight, 2 penalties for 10 yards, and Kearney wins it by a score of 31-26. We'll be back and wrap things up on the Nabisco Sports Postgame Show and get you ready for the Friday Night Scoreboard Show in a minute.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just 3 words.
3 words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Buckman is fellowship trained in the treatment of the hand, wrist, and elbow. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
And welcome back to the Nabisco Sports Postgame Show here on Classic Hits 98.9. Josh Sheldon, Stacey Johns, Merritt Lawson, the gang back at the studio getting ready to bring you the Friday Night Scoreboard Show. We'll have a chat with Kearney High football coach Brandon Cool after the big win tonight. We'll also have recaps of games from around the area. To the west, Adams Central and Lexington, they're just about ready to get going again after a lightning delay of well over an hour. Adams Central leading that ball game and should be able to cruise in that one. But we had lightning off to the south here and off to the west, and thank goodness stayed away long enough, and now it can rain.
Yeah,
we'll take it. It can rain and then clear off tomorrow so UNK can take on New Mexico Highlands right here in Foster Field at 1 o'clock. The Huskers and Oklahoma State at 2:30 tomorrow on ABC. You can hear it on the breeze. Pregame at 9:30 a.m. tomorrow, 94.5. Hastings football has the weekend off. UNK soccer lost today out Metro State 4-0. The volleyball team playing at Colorado Christian. Husker volleyball and Hastings volleyball both home tomorrow. 31-26, a couple of other scores here from the Valentino's Hotline. Stop by Val's on your way home from the game tonight. Put a little warm pizza in the belly. Giltner, Blast, Red Cloud, 68-8. Aurora, Blanche, York, 51-0. Axtell gets by Kennesaw, 20-14, which may be enough to do Axtell some good. Silver Lake was leading Lawrence Nelson, 52-41. That was in the fourth quarter. Hastings High leading Northwest, 28-14. And those were a few of the scores from earlier, way earlier tonight. Tony, Lincoln Southeast 21 and Grand Island 20, a final. Grand Island went for a two-point conversion to try to win it at the end and did not convert. You've got a couple others, I think.
Well, McCook has scored. It is now 20-7. That late in the ballgame, I guess 9 minutes remaining in the fourth period or fourth quarter there in McCook. 20. Holdridge leads 22-7 in that one. And at last check, it was Norfolk taking care of Lincoln Southwest. So if that is the case and that score holds true, Kearney would have a share of the district title. It would be a three-way tie, 7-2.
North Platte was beating Fremont. They had to go through a lightning delay earlier tonight. St. Paul, no problem with O'Neill. And that Adams Central score, now that they're just about ready to resume, mid-second quarter, Adams Central 21 and Lexington 7. Again here, the final score, Kearney High 31 and Lincoln North Star 26. The Bearcats rally from a 12-point deficit, 12-0 and 19-7 with three straight scores. Here's how it broke down tonight. It didn't take long for Lincoln North Star. They got the opening kickoff, went 80 yards in four plays. Zach Lobos on an 11-yard touchdown run in a minute 15. Zach Maloli blocked the extra point. This may get overlooked. We mentioned it at the time. That was huge in this football game as the game played out because it made it 6-0. And then when Brady Bowles scrambled for a 25-yard touchdown run with a minute 5 to go in the first quarter, they elected to go for two. The pass was no good, made it 12-0. That's where we were at the end of the first quarter. Then Kearney got their offense going. Taylor Fish hit Tyler Shields on a 6-yard touchdown pass after Shields made an incredible catch earlier in the drive. Spencer Lindsay made the kick, so it was 12-7 North Star, 8:25 to go first half. Right down the field went North Star. A 13-yard pass play from Bowles to Colin Miller on third and goal at the 13, which at the time seemed like a backbreaker. Myros came in, made the kick. North Star's up 19-7, 4:17 to go before halftime. And, Tony, that's when North Star just couldn't be stopped, and that's why we thought it just wasn't going to be the Bearcats' night at that point.
Yeah, really. And had Kearney not been able to answer back then, I think it was game, set, match at that point. I think the game would have been over because I was concerned that Kearney scored too early once they answered back, even with a minute 20 left, the way they were moving the football the first half.
Well, the Bearcats did get a couple of nice runs, an 18-yard completion in there, and Taylor Fish had a 26-yard run on his own on that drive, and Zach Maloli took it in from 5 yards out with a minute 20 to go before the half. The kick made it 19-14, and that's where we were at halftime. Kearney got the ball to start the second half, marched 77 yards in 4 minutes and 16 seconds, and Maloli capped it off with his second touchdown from 2 yards out, made it 21-19 was the score. Then Lincoln North got their opportunity. They went on a 60-yard drive, and Kearney got the ball back on a 60-yard drive, and a 19-yard pass from Fish to Shields. Lindsay gets the kick, and it's 28-19 with 3:05 to go in the third quarter. Then a 42-yard pass, the only significant offensive play really in the second half for Lincoln North Star. Bowles hitting Krause, and Krause dragging it down to the 8. They score on a 1-yard quarterback sneak. So it's 28-26 going into the fourth quarter, and the reason is because they didn't convert two extra points, or else it would have been tied. The only score in the fourth quarter, Spencer Lindsay's 29-yard field goal after Taylor Fish injured his knee. Luke McNitt came in, got him down there. It was another great catch tonight from Tyler Shields, who had a all-state type of night for Kearney High. And the final score, Bearcats 31, Lincoln North Star 26. North Star will end their season at 5-4. Kearney 7-2. Danny, I know you like these things. If there were over-unders before the season, you'd get a lot of wins. I didn't hear anybody saying Kearney was going to win 7 football games.
No, that's a tribute to this coaching staff. And you know what? They get this program rolling. They get nearly 100 kids out every year now. And they're developing some, you know, this is a power being developed for next season. I'll tell you that right now. They had almost no linemen back, and the lines were just, the cupboards were bare. They knew they had Maloli. They knew they had Shields. They knew they had some key skill position people. But the lines, they had no one. They've developed them. They're in a 7-2 football team heading in the playoffs. Congratulations, Coach Cool. I want everybody out there, they'll cross your fingers, though, for Taylor Fish. You're a senior quarterback. You're heading into the playoffs. Let's hope that knee injury is nothing serious. Nothing wrong with Boo McNitt. He came in and did a fine job, but you want to have your senior lead you in the playoffs. And another thing to say about Mr. Shield, does he look like another receiver from Central Nebraska? Perhaps down the road at Central Catholic a few years back, caught the ball, a possession guy from the Nebraska Cornhuskers, Todd Peterson, Tyler Shield. Come on, Bo Pelini, the kick and catch the damn thing. Go get him.
Daryl Morris just told you to shut up. He wasn't. That's going to wrap things up. You've been listening to the Visco Sports Postgame Show. The rains have erupted here at Kearney. It started to sprinkle, and now it's not sprinkling anymore. It is raining. And you know what? We kind of crossed our fingers for this all day, and it came through. So Well, thank everybody for coming out to the football game tonight. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Get your game on. Misco's in the downtown Kearney Center, and you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Ndamukong Suh jerseys in stock, plus Husker shirts, T-shirts, sweatshirts for men, women, and children. A whole wall of Kearney Catholic apparel as well at Misco Sports. Coming up next, it's the Friday Night Scoreboard Show. If all the games get in tonight, the NSAA will have the playoff pairings out. Tomorrow morning, they've been doing better every year since they invented the computer down there in Lincoln. And so check that out at saahome.org. And here comes the rain. I'm going to wear your jacket out. Final score, Kearney 31, Lincoln North Star 26. For our producer, engineer Stacy Johns and Tony Davis, I'm Doug Duda. We'll see you in the playoffs, C and D Thursday, and A and B next Friday, right here on Classic Hits 98.9. Good night, everyone.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of Classic Hits 98.9 FM and KKPR.com. Podcasts of this and all play-by-play broadcasts are available. To download a copy, log on to KKPR.com. We'll be right back.